want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of Democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
Turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Good, go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai DNBs, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow we'll come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike Show and say, where's your crop detector now, see?
That's very helpful. Can we just burping is not, I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls and so that, you know, total lunatics don't call us.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We appreciate it.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
Oh, he has his following.
Oh, no. Oh, I wish one day they'd just stay home.
They love their Rob.
Is it a true story? He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
All of us gave blood. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Throw It Up Inner and all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
They are accomplished artists who draw lots of cartoon characters. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
And thank you, Robbie. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, a new episode. On this Tuesday, November 11th,
right,
and it's a coast-to-coast show done regionally.
Yes.
Phone number from anywhere in America, even the many large bald spots where we're not heard.
Right.
But where there's hair, you can call us anytime at 877-365-3636. We also broadcast Canada.
Canada!
There it is. And for some reason, the 877 don't work there. So from Canada, 800-636-1067.
You notice, since you started playing that song when we talk about Canada, you get more calls from Canada.
Yeah. No, he's stopping now. It's early for that. And Washington, D.C., WJFK, it's 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. How's Burbank here?
Hello there, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Everybody's talking about the bird. The bird.
Bird. Okay, hi, welcome to the show. Well,
Gosh, you know, I've got a couple of different ways to go here in the beginning.
Feeling a bad radio show. I'm laughing before we even say anything.
But let me just say.
Right, but I know what you're going to talk about. And it's making me laugh because he called me today to tell me.
We're living the dream.
You telling me with this?
Our regional. Now, don't make me laugh, Michael.
I won't. This is serious business.
Our regional coast-to-coast network. Uh-huh. And let me explain this to you now. We have a coast-to-coast show. It goes from the East Coast to the West Coast. Oh, thank you, Rob.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Yeah. Let's go to Nam, man. Let's go to Vietnam. Remember that? What was that? What movie was that?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah. Don't they play this in all the Vietnam movies?
All of them.
It's like when the helicopters are landing.
So,
what's your name, soldier?
Listen, it's all about living the dream.
Yeah.
And we've got a show. We started a local show in Washington, D.C., and now it's a nationwide show. It's a coast-to-coast show, although we're really not on entirely from coast-to-coast. It's not like you can drive from one end of the country to the other end and hear us.
No, if that was the case, we'd be on Hollywood Square.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, you'd have to take a real weird course through America and make a lot of stops in Pennsylvania.
I recommend that. If that was the case, we'd be in the Hall of Fame.
So here's the dealio. You know, we signed this deal with Westwood. There you go. Westwood One. And I think you may have noticed for the last couple of months on the show since we've signed that there's been, you know, no discourteous statements from us to Westwood One.
Right.
That we're happy with the agreement. We're happy to come in and just do the show and not worry about the politics. And now's one of the times when everybody reaps the benefits of this.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's living a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you a brief synopsis, because we have a new market that's listening to us today, right now for the first time.
Cool.
And don't get used to us now, incidentally, in this market, because we're only on in this market for just 2 or 3 days until they figure out what they're going to do, and then they're going to put us on at night.
Uh-huh. Right. But right now we're live.
Right now we're live.
Right, and today?
Yeah. I've been in radio myself over 30 years, mm-hmm. and have worked at some of the finest legendary radio stations in America, but there has always been one market that I was not able to crack. Mm-hmm. I mean, I made it in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, the Big Three,
mm-hmm.
but never in this market.
And right next to you, I come in, not on a weekly basis, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks, but I asked Don about this particular market. I said, "This, you know, has it happened yet? Has it happened yet?
It's Dream City.
Right.
Okay, that's what it's...
So I've been checking for years. I mean, I can't even remember when I started asking Don about that.
The Dream City. Mm-hmm. So here's part of the deal. As we get closer to unveiling the newest home of the Don and Mike Show, and right away, let me just say nothing but kudos, no brickbats to Westwood One here.
Right.
We may have noticed that we've started, and for us this is a radical departure, at the end of the show,
yeah.
We are now ending the show at 10 minutes before the show is over,
yeah.
And the reason we're doing that is to play commercials, because Westwood One, again, our network... Westwood One has, in a show of unprecedented show of support for this radio show, never mind that every radio show in America that's syndicated has this, we've just never had it.
We're just doing it for the first time.
They bought more satellite time so that they could refeed the show.
They could make the show available.
Because right now, you know, we're live, it's 3 o'clock on the East Coast, it's noon out west, and in the central time zone, it's 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you got a station out west, the thought would be, well, I don't want to run a show from noon to 4, but I wouldn't mind a show that runs, let's say, from 4 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you say, well, now, here at Westwood One, we've got you covered, because we're refeeding the Don and Mike Show, feeding it to you as if you were getting it live. You just turn on the switch, and it's right
there. You just flip the switch, you get a live show.
That's great. It's right there. And we have our first refeed affiliate, although today they're also running us live.
Mm-hmm.
And our first refeed affiliate for West Coast stations.
The Dream Market?
Pardon me, Buzz?
The Dream Market.
You bet. The Dream. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I almost forgot.
It's Veterans Day.
Yes.
You know, we only get to play that jingle like once a year.
Once a year. Throw that in there.
Once a year. So anyway, it's...
It's Veterans Day.
And this Veterans Day, remember the sacrifices made by Larry Michael.
General Larry Michaels.
Okay, shut up.
Wounded in action, Larry Michaels.
I'm trying to do something serious.
Rob, we're debuting in a very special place today. And
it's Veterans Day.
I want everybody's heard about the bird.
Please keep your inside jokes to themselves. Or to yourself.
All right, now I know it's been in every Vietnam movie.
Where are you from, soldier?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Robert calling from Reno.
Hi, Robert.
There was a couple of different scenes in Full Metal Jacket where they're playing that. The first one where they're flying with that machine gunner in the helicopter over the rice paddy, firing at everybody.
You don't lead them as much.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you feel about shooting women and children?
I love it. And then I think right at the scene where they're sitting there in front of that cabaret and the Vietnamese guys run up and steal their camera, they're talking
right
to the hooker.
Right.
You know, me so horny.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're playing it right at that part, too.
You're right.
Like when they go chasing him, right?
They're
exactly
chasing the guy. Yeah.
Go get him!
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember it from.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Go get him!
Go get him!
All right,
don't
thank you.
Ain't war, hell.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the tip in.
Thanks.
What a job. Great movie that.
Bye.
See
yeah
you later. Bye-bye.
One of our favorites.
So, back to Living the Dream. So Westwood One has, you know who's funny right now? I have to tell you who's funny. It's Buzz.
Why?
Because Buzz is looking at us like we're serious about this.
Well, no. I mean, you know, I'm excited. It's a new market.
Well, let me say, Buzz.
It's a dream market, and it's our first refeed market, so I'm very excited.
Well, then let me just tell you, like I mentioned, you name it, I've worked it.
Uh-huh.
And right. You want big call letters, impressive call letters on your resume,
you've been there.
I'm there. But never in my travels, either BM before Mike, or AM after Mike, mm-hmm, have was I able to attain this on my own or with my buddy Mike? Let me tell you. Okay, slow down.
All right, get ready, everybody.
Des Moines, Iowa. Okay.
Hello.
No.
Stop it.
Yep. You stop.
Stop it. You now stop it.
We're not kidding.
And listen, just because the dream has been realized, we are not quitting our jobs.
No.
Although for a while we had thought if we could just attain it,
we could get this market.
You know, it's like done.
Yeah.
It's like what they say during a football game. You know, once you they can never take it from you.
That's right. You hear that sound?
And
that sound is dominoes.
And
the rest of the market's falling into line.
Incidentally, when some dumb football basketball player says they can't take it away from you, who is it that wants to come and take it away from you?
Exactly.
Who wants to say?
Rob does.
You're not the champion.
You're not the champion.
You're not the champion. Well, Rob, today, I'm sorry.
Yes?
They can't take it away from us.
Oh, well.
It is a lifelong dream, and I couldn't be happier.
It's Veterans Day.
I want everybody's heard.
Hello, Des Moines.
Yep.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
And this also
or Des Moines.
Des Moines.
You can't spell dominoes without it.
And right. Here is the official press release, because Westwood One is putting out press releases now.
They are paying attention to us.
We are excited to announce the addition of the Don and Mike Show on KRKQ-FM in Des Moines. This is a Citadel-owned FM station that is flipping formats from soft rock to accommodate sports and talk.
There you
Bingo,
go.
Baby. The show will run 2 to 5 Central Time and on delay 7 to 11 p.m.
Ooh.
The live version is short-term. Sure, why not? Throw us on for a couple of days in the middle of the day.
Like an introductory trial offer.
No, Buzz, hold on. The live version is short term.
Uh-huh.
The station is planning another option that will not be ready for the launch. But
well,
the delay version has been contracted to run 7 to 11 p.m.
Wow.
So let me see if I've got this right. Hmm. They're going to run us 7 to 11. That's what they're running us. But they said they're planning something else for us, maybe?
Right now, we're on live.
We're on live, but are they going to do anything else besides 7 to 11 down the road?
I mean, no, that's okay.
So that's it. That's where we're going to be. We're 7 to 11 on
the
station in Des Moines.
98.3 FM on the dial, the home for Don and Mike in Des Moines. This marks 4 new clears for the Don and Mike Show since they signed their new deal with Westwood One, and more to come.
Excellent. Boy, do I love the people of Iowa. Wow.
Well, let me just say,
Iowa corn.
You know what I got to do? I got to fan myself off right now. I'm just hot. I'm full of piss and vinegar right now.
Sure.
Man, do I want to call some of my DJ buddies.
You should.
And just, you know, every once in a while you just got to brag.
Just say Des Moines, ha-ha, and hang up.
That's right. say, you know, call
bird, bird, bird.
So anyway, living the dream on our regional coast to coast show.
Well, and you know, it's a shame that we'll only be on during the daytime,
right,
for a short period of time, because, well, it's Des Moines, of course.
But
7 to 11 is fine with us. Well,
Des Moines comes alive at 7 p.m.
That's right. That's when it's, and it's chilly out there now.
Yes,
the hot time in Des Moines. A hot time in Florida.
Good afternoon, Des Moines.
And love being on a station that was soft rock before.
Yeah.
And being as, you know, this is Westwood One, who knows how long these contracts are good for, although now, you know, the thought is that they're going to be good for a while. They're not written with invisible ink.
Well, I certainly hope so.
At some point, I might want to welcome the station, and Robbie, if you have the Carpenters, maybe we could.
Yeah,
I know we've done a kind of a music thing here today.
What we don't.
It's Veterans Day.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
We don't normally spend a lot of time when we get a new market, because it's not worth it. But now,
oh man,
today we feel that we owe Des Moines. We think Des Moines will be the next Sacramento.
You know what it is? It's the money shot for us.
Yeah.
And while we get the tribute to Des Moines ready, you know, maybe we should go ahead, load it up. Yeah. Also, I wanted to take this moment, as long as we're kind of on the other side now, showing you behind the scenes radio. Mm-hmm. Want to salute, you know, we work for Infinity Broadcasting, and I'd like to, thank you, Rob. Thank you, guys. And we'd like to salute, and this is just an award that we've given out on our own, but we do work for the company, so yeah, as far as we're concerned, it's company sanctioned. the Infinity Broadcasting Program Director of the Year.
Oh, good.
Now we're going to give out this award.
Year?
Now we're going to give out this award now, full well knowing that there's 2 months left.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't think that there's anybody out there that can do anything smarter between now and then. We've already decided this guy is it. This guy is the man. This guy is the man. Let me call him up now.
Some accomplishments cannot be surpassed, so this must be it.
I can't wait to hear what he did.
Well, he's a great man.
Is he in Des Moines?
No, he's not, Mike.
He's not. Oh,
I got to do this thing where you get their permission off the air. Hello? Yes, good afternoon, Infinity Broadcasting. Is Tom Jeffries available? Thank you. I'm waiting now for the man. The man, going to give him the award. It's ringing now.
Ben?
Please, no voicemail. Come on. Please, no voicemail. Because if it's voicemail, we got to leave him a message.
Right.
Please, no voicemail. Four rings.
No, he's not there.
It's killing me.
Hey, you reached Tom Jeffries.
Now, can I put this guy's voice on the air?
No, you can't. It's too bad.
It's too bad because the voice is too funny.
Or stay on the line for further options.
Because the guy started out going, hey, this is Tom Jeffries. Hey, Tom Jeffries, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Infinity Broadcasting.
Hello, Tom.
Tom, I wish you were there to take this call. We have a regional coast-to-coast show that's run on many Infinity Broadcasting radio stations. We work for Infinity, and we like spotlighting somebody who's hot, who sees a trend, somebody who doesn't see the trend but makes the trend, a trend maker, not a trend follower, not a trend sender, a trend maker, and that's you, my friend. You are the program director of WSSS, Star 104.7 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I want to tell you that we've talked a lot about this deal with radio stations playing Christmas music starting on Thanksgiving. But nowhere did we ever think, in our wildest dreams, that there would be a program director smart enough to start playing Christmas music on Halloween. And I'm sorry that we're 2 weeks late calling you with this.
Yeah. But you are the recipient of the Infinity Broadcasting Program Director of the Year Award.
I want to say you got it going on. And if you go to the station's website, which is www.star1047.com,
mm-hmm,
you will see that it's no longer Star 104.7.
No.
It's now, you get this, it's Christmas 104.7.
Christmas 104.7.
Wow. And Tom, listen, here's where I'm coming from. I have a programming background in radio. You might not know it from listening to this call, but I do. And I'd be curious, when you make, in my humble estimation, a brilliant move, a genius move,
right,
a stroke of a rare intelligence to play Christmas music from November 1st all the way through Christmas, what I want to know is, what's your power rotation? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For instance,
you get your Rudolph.
Rudolph, now, what is that? Is that a twice-a-day record? Is that...
Your chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
He's going to protect that information.
And here's another problem. Is there such a thing as too much Mannheim steamroller?
I don't think so, man.
And Tom, I just want to tell you the one that's going to bite you in the ass. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. It's going to test through the roof with your active audience. But the other people out there that don't participate in those surveys... They're sick as hell.
There's a backlash.
I know that we wish that we could be down in Charlotte so we could simply rip the knob off and leave it right there on Christmas 104.7.
And the last thing that really just cemented it was when we went to the website and we saw not only did you start playing Christmas music on Halloween, and it's your station, you dumb moron, as we look at the Christmas tree with the artists' names, Sting, Bing Crosby, Mannheim Steamroller, Johnny Mathis, etc. When you get down to Jose Feliciano, you spelled his name wrong.
Oh, no.
You spelled it F-E-L-I-C-I-O-N-O. Jose Feliciano.
It's Feliciano.
Feliciano. But then again, you know, how many Mexicans you got down in Charlotte? Who knows? Who knows? Why'd you put that in there?
You said it.
What did I say?
You said, oh, no.
I know, Rob.
We set off the Yoko Ono alarm.
Now, listen, that's not fair. That's really not fair. I said, oh, no. You're allowed to say, oh, no, without setting off the Yoko Ono.
Whoa, click, no. Click, click.
There. That's
okay.
Better.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Jose Felici Ono. Click.
Yoko.
So anyway, Mike.
Oh, God. No. No.
Click.
Well, I'll be quiet.
I'm going to just fix that for the rest of today's
Thanks.
Show.
Very good.
Anyway, I guess we're still on the message.
Yeah.
Tom, congratulations.
Way to go. You're the award winner, Tom.
Your prize, of course, can be picked up at any local Yankin. Hi, Joe Arden's your world's oldest
Joe
phone screener.
If I'm not mistaken, he spelled Eurythmics wrong, too.
Eurythmics? Let me see. And who knew that when you thought Christmas, you thought Eurythmics?
True.
Eurythm.
It's a Y, isn't it?
It's a Y, right.
Yeah. Eurythmics. Okay, so
so embarrassing.
We got two typos, and you got to get spell checked, dude. But go to your local Yankit and get your prize.
Yep, get it twisty.
Congratulations. You know what? Really, this is now just off the record. It's guys like you, seriously, that have ruined radio.
Oh, God.
It's douchebags like you that see a hot trend and you're so afraid that some other station would dare to play Christmas music and beat you to the punch. You're such a stupid F.
Hey, now what are you doing? We're giving him an award.
You've been playing Christmas.
What are you doing here?
You know what I say? Listen.
Just give him the award. What is all this?
You got the award.
You're completely surprising me now.
Why don't you just go ahead and do it year-round? I dare you.
Well, then maybe that's another award for next year.
Maximum recording succeeded. If you'd like to listen to your message, enter 2.
No,
I don't think so. Never got to tell him Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Merry Christmas.
So anyway, we're always glad. Yeah, we were happy with it. We're always glad to point out those around us in the business that are doing great stuff.
Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy.
If this worked after Thanksgiving, it'll work even better from November 1st on. And then if we do well then, we'll make it year-round.
And the note that I'm reading about this, he is not, we didn't even mention this. Listen what a great program director he is.
Okay.
The Holiday Spirit grabbed gold-based, meaning they play oldies, WSSS Charlotte. On Halloween, Star flipped to Christmas 104.7 and will stick with it through Christmas Day. However, when the station returns to normal programming, it will be minus its morning show. Sander Walker, Robin King, and Kara Edwards have been fired.
Oh, well, happy holidays
happy
to them.
Holidays.
How about that?
Happy holidays.
Is that what it says?
Yes!
They've been fired?
They've been fired.
God.
Christmas music was just going to make them crazy anyway.
Well, you know, maybe they were fired because they didn't want to toe the line with Christmas music.
Wow.
Well, I'd love to get them on the show. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, you know, it just works out all the way around.
Uh-huh.
For everybody. It couldn't be.
Well, more reason to make it a happy holiday.
Hello,
sure.
Don and Mike's show. Hello. You're on the air. Oh, Don and Mike. That's my fault. There you go. Phones are on. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Good. I'm actually calling from Des Moines. Welcome to the market.
Hey!
Thank you.
So, you're going to get our show live for 3 hours. Then, who knows, for a couple hours, he'll do something else. Then they're going to rerun it again.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. That's
how's it coming in, loud and clear in Des Moines?
Very clear, yes.
That's what we said, too, when the plan was brought to us. We said, that's a great plan. You know, that's a plan that we would have come, because as you heard, it's been our dream to broadcast in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Twice.
The big question is why?
Well, you know what? Some people have dreams for different reasons.
Other people, maybe.
Let me just say this, though.
You sound like most Iowans, so you sound like a very nice man.
The dream is not really completed, because the dream was to be on a low-power, unrated AM station.
Yeah, a station where you really couldn't hear it, you know, even if somebody was, your next-door neighbor was running his shower.
But, you know, if it's got to be FM, it's got to be FM.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know, tape delay, that's part of the dream, too.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, too much pressure broadcasting live to Des Moines on a daily basis. I'm about to crawl through my skin right now with the
I can't stand it.
It's Des Moines is listening now.
I'm a nervous wreck.
I mean, well, I can take all the other cities. It's Des Moines. Dude, it's the pressure, man.
Well, if you guys could just very briefly describe exactly what your show is
No, this is
against the rules.
This is now something you're going to find that we don't describe. I'll tell you exactly what you'll hear. You'll probably hate it at first. You'll probably hate it. And it'll be all stuff that you don't like. But then you'll listen, and in like in a week, you'll start to...
Well, it's interesting. Now, let's analyze this gentleman here. Mm-hmm. We just signed on in Des Moines, Iowa, and he doesn't know the show, but yet he is called. You felt drawn to us, sir, and I'd like to ask you why that would be.
You guys are very wacky to begin with, and that's kind of what I want. Uh-huh. I listen to
Have you
a couple
never...
different shows in the morning.
So you've never heard us before?
No, huh?
But you would describe us as wacky?
Wacky.
So far.
Wacky. Hey.
I'm happy.
There you go. Look. Wacky equals good.
Des Moines is going to be easier than you thought.
Yeah, no, Buzz, it's an uphill struggle. Trust me.
Oh, they love the wacky.
Trust me. Well, I don't know. You're going to have to convince me, but I just want to say I'm here for the long haul for Des Moines, because I'm living the dream today.
You're going to love it. I understand that also very highly rated in Des Moines is According to Jim.
There you go. Now, let me ask you that. That's kind of our barometer for people. Are you a fan of According to Jim?
Is that the Belushi show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we've never seen it.
Welcome.
Very good.
Well, then,
welcome to our family.
You pass.
You pass the test, sir.
You pass. Goodbye. See you.
He didn't.
Hang up now.
All right,
say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good luck to you guys and have a good show.
Thank you.
Good luck
to you.
Get
out of here.
He was drawn to us because he thought we were wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Wacky. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What's going on, guys?
You want wacky? Wait till we play the puke sound effects during Karen Carpenter.
Amen.
That's wacky.
That is wacky.
Hey, Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Hi.
What's going on, guys?
You said that already.
We're living the dream, sir. I think we've already outlined that.
I'm sorry.
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
You know what that is compared to Des Moines?
Des Moines.
That's nothing. Des Moines is the Dean's Peanuts. No offense to Baltimore.
It is. Right.
It's Baltimore horn.
No offense to Baltimore. And Rob and I are looking forward to that trip. Oh, man.
To Miami.
This weekend, we're going down on the Ravens team plane with Dave Modell. Going to stay in the,
his room.
Yeah. Going to shack up with the with the Ravens.
And a lion.
And then Rob and I will just be going to gay strip club after gay strip club after gay strip club.
Yeah, you're in the right city for that.
Until the wee hours of the morning.
Fantastic.
And then off to the game. And
you guys are wacky.
And, well, you know who else is wacky? You know who suggested it was Dave Modell.
Yeah.
The president of the Ravens. He's the guy who said...
You want to be on that plane, don't you?
Yeah,
you really do want to be on that plane,
don't you? He can take a joke.
And then look at him looking at you. This is trouble. That's how they work.
Yeah.
Something like that, and then he smirks at him, and then he gets going.
Say what you will. He didn't say that we should go to a club called Touch.
Oh, that was Alan.
That was true. That was another club recommended.
Hi, this is Alan.
What club do you like, Alan?
Touch. Anyway, so you're calling from Baltimore. We have to do a break here. What can we do for you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I talked to Big Don O'Brien last night. He seems real excited about you coming on the air with him.
Oh, well, you bet. We love Big Don O'Brien. He'll be in Baltimore a week from Friday. He's going to come on our show and sell some beer. And then I'm going to go on WQSR and DJ for a while.
When are we on then, Baltimore? Not this Friday, but next Friday?
Next Friday.
A week from Friday.
Next Friday.
We'll see be coming then. To Charm City.
All right. See you later.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Ben.
And one more. Just one more. Because, you know, they're like potato chips. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say, as a veteran in the United States Marine Corps, that I wanted to thank you guys for all your support of veterans throughout the years. I've been a big fan, BM, before Mike, and all along you guys have always been right in there supporting our...
Where do you serve your country, sir?
I'm currently at the Pentagon.
Did you do any time overseas?
Not yet, but hopefully I'm getting ready to go here shortly.
Listen to that. Hopefully he's getting ready to go. Jeez.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, man. Well, good luck to you, okay?
Happy Veterans Day. And this is for you, my friend.
It's Veterans Day.
How well everybody's heard about the bird.
Where are you from, soldier? All right. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Do we still have those tapes from Full Metal Jacket?
Of course. We'll play them throughout the show today.
Of course, the only good part of Full Metal Jacket, the private pile stuff.
Yes.
You know, before he went crazy. Of course, we have that, too.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. Mildly cross-eyed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Let's see. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Hey,
this is Rick from Rochester.
Hi, Rick.
Our local crappy Entercom station over here.
Now, listen, there's no reason to mention, I think we work for Entercom in a couple of markets. So
right, no, not this one. This is, you should hear their liners. They're like, when you hear 14 in a row, an angel gets his wing on Rochester's Christmas station. It's just sickening.
Oh, so they're doing it in Rochester, too?
So there's a station in Rochester that's doing this Christmas thing already, too?
Yeah, they're jerk PDs running these stupid-ass liners every like, 10 minutes.
You know, that's what we're doing.
It's sweeping the country. You wouldn't, yeah. You know, we might have to rescind that award if it's not a completely original idea.
I'll give you his name, too.
When did the station in Rochester start with the Christmas music, though?
I don't listen to them, but my girlfriend does, and she said about 10 days ago, and I just turned it on. And
well, I got to think, you know, I'm reading everything on this guy in Charlotte, the winner, and he did start it on Halloween.
Wow. Halloween!
Wow. And he should have been playing Ghostbusters and Monster Mash.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he's playing, you know, Andy Williams.
Right. You're a rebel.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you. See you. Bye then. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye then.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, that's it. That's the combination.
Bye-bye then.
Bye-bye then. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
And Mike and Buzz. Hi.
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 This is
Ken in Baltimore. I'm the kindergarten teacher who thought that parents should be pistol whipped.
You are the kindergarten teacher who thought the parents should be pistol whipped.
You remember.
Sure. Yeah. Right. No, yeah. I don't. Rob,
did he have a nickname,
this?
Rob?
Yeah, does this count as a nickname?
Did you? What did you say? What was your nickname, sir?
I didn't.
Did we think that so. You weren't a teacher and you couldn't prove that you were?
No. You had the guy on who you didn't think was a teacher.
I kind of
and then you called.
Yeah, you called. I kind of remembered from another. Now I kind of remember from a previous episode that this guy is a teacher.
He followed up that conversation we had with the guy that we didn't believe was a teacher.
Right, didn't you think that it was bad that kids were going to the Matrix when they were in kindergarten?
Yeah, father pulled a kid out and took him to the Matrix, and I said, he should be pistol whipped.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a good guy. I remember that.
Right, so what can we do for you?
I'm a real good guy.
I'm a real good guy.
This is for you, Don, because I know you like to play games in the car and like talk to people who say I can lose weight.
Right. If you got a sign in your car that says talk to me, right. Yeah.
Right, well, I got a new game for you. I just started the other day. I was bored in traffic up here on the Baltimore Beltway, and I saw one of those tractor trailers, you know, with a 1-800 number. How am I driving?
I can't tell you how many times I've been tempted.
I call him up and I give him a real good report. I give him like a 10-minute report on how the guy's staying between the lines and he's maintaining the speed limit. So I give him like a real report card. And these people will talk to me. Just see how long you can keep them on the phone. Give them a good report.
You're not hurting anybody.
That is
doing a good job.
Do they sound like they want to get off the phone with you?
No, surprisingly enough, they sounded like that idiot teacher. They just keep talking to me. All
right. See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, that was like the time that the guy had the signs on his car for Jenny Craig or something. Right. I've lost 40 pounds. Ask me how. So I pulled up next to him in traffic. And I said, hey, how'd you do it? And then when he said, well, it's through, I just went with my window.
Rolled up the window.
My window just went up. And last night, you know, now you can identify. I'm not on the do not call list, incidentally, because I've never believed that it's really going to work.
Right.
Like everything in our government, I have no faith in it.
You mean phone solicitations?
Right.
I've had a two-week period where it's the most maddening thing I've ever experienced in my life.
And you know,
I called today for the first time to get on that list.
Good. It either shows up as out of area, or a lot of times it's U.S. Cellular.
Oh, really? I've never gotten that one.
At least that's what my caller ID says. So,
and it's always, do you always get the delay where there's the little delay before?
So,
is this Mr. Michael O'Meara?
Here's what happened today. They must have somebody monitoring these things because I pick up the phone and I go, hello? And there's one beep, two beep, and I go, yeah, hello, and then I get a recorded message.
Mm-hmm. Hello, did you realize your long-distance rates could be cut by more?
And I said, to F you.
Yeah.
F you calling me with this at my home. F you. I'm just saying what you always want to say. F you. And all of a sudden, I swear, I hear,
hello, may I help you?
I said, yeah, you called me. Yes, we're calling from whatever. So I don't know if they got somebody there listening.
Oh, cool. It's weird that you're getting this now. I mean, I'm wondering whether. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like the last 2 weeks I've never had more.
It's a holiday season.
Is it right. The season?
Politicians are exempt, so we had the election. I got a lot of election calls, a million election calls.
Right.
Charities are exempt. But you can make companies like that one stop calling by registering on the list. That's worked for me.
This is Mr. Michael O'Meara. I'm calling from Chase Home Mortgage Company. And do you realize that you can... No!
So anyway, I just started laying down the F-bomb a little bit and, you know, just getting it out of my system when an operator picked up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I didn't have the courage to say F you to her.
Right.
But I knew she had already heard me saying it.
Yeah.
Maybe a light went off somewhere. And the other thing, before I get to the exciting stuff on the show, and stand by, a trip to the dentist for me.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Yeah. How you like that, Des Moines?
Hilarity ensues.
So the deal is, I don't follow the news a lot, but I turn it on today, and I try to keep abreast of the big stories.
Right.
And, for my money, you mentioned the name Durst, I think Fred, mm-hmm. and that's where the list ends. Well, there's this guy in Galveston, Texas, and here's how the story goes. He killed this other guy. He his neighbor, his 71-year-old neighbor. The story is that they got into a fight, and one of them had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were struggling, the guy Durst shot the other guy, shot him dead.
Okay.
And then panicked because he comes from a very rich family, a billion-dollar family, mm-hmm. thought this will look awful on my record. So what he did was, rather than just call 911 and say there's been a terrible accident,
right?
He got out an axe and dismembered the body,
mm-hmm.
cut it into pieces, and then tossed it somewhere.
Uh-oh.
So I've been following this case a little bit, mm-hmm. and, it's Texas, the frying state.
Yeah.
So I'm watching today when they go, we think we're very excited, the jury's coming back,
mm-hmm.
and they announced not guilty.
Right.
Really?
And the evidence, were you following the trial, and the evidence pretty overwhelming?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what the dumb juror said, because they were interviewing the jurors since it was decided that, everybody, the gag order is off. The juror said, well, yes, he did say that the gun went off and it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were only two people who really know what happened, him and the dead guy. And then the reporter says, But what about the fact that he chopped the guy's body up and hid the body?
That would seem to be premeditated.
And the answer to that was he was never charged with that crime.
Right.
He was only charged with murder.
Right.
And now because he was only charged with murder, it's double jeopardy.
That's
so they can never go back and say, oh, yeah, how about you shooting that guy, even if it was an accident, and you're chopping him up now? Legal correspondent, Charles Broyhill.
Is this the cross-dresser you're talking about?
I don't think he's a cross-dresser.
No.
No?
I don't think so. No, he's a... This guy comes
We're
from...
We're talking about this guy's neighbor, Charlie. That's your neighbor.
This guy, the guy who did the shooting, the guy who shot and then chopped, comes from a very well-to-do family.
Yes, a millionaire.
Right, Buzz? It's,
right.
They're like, the family's worth billions.
Robert Durst is a millionaire, and the guy, his neighbor, Morris Black, broke into his house, or he thought the guy was there to rob him, so he shot him, and then he panicked and chopped him up, and everything else Don said is right.
So he's walking.
Yeah.
And they got this on Fox News today.
Did he look like a psycho?
He looked like the dad from Alf.
Really?
And
Willie.
He was shaking, and he just kept doing this.
Sure.
Wouldn't you? And then as he's leaving the courtroom, they say, now he can never be tried again for chopping the body up.
Right.
However, his wife was allegedly, well, they don't know if she was killed, but she disappeared quite a few years ago. And the prosecutors now, because they're smarting, because they didn't get this guy, they want to look into that situation. However, there's no body to look at.
Right.
There's
decomposed by now.
There's no evidence. So,
oh dear,
the guy's skipping out of the courtroom. And I'm just thinking, what the F is wrong? The guy killed the guy. Okay, it's an accident. But even if it's an accident, you got to say, man, you know, this was an accident.
They may still be keeping him in jail because of that. They say that he's still behind bars on a possible bond jumping charge. But, you know, that's technicality.
So we've established this is a very bad guy or a guy that maybe really did have circumstances out of
this
it.
Is a guy who at least had a wife who died
mysteriously
under suspicious circumstances.
Right.
And then got into this altercation with his neighbor, accidentally shot him, and then thought, oh, I better chop
the
body up.
So it was a fight. It wasn't a break-in type of thing?
Hold on, Mike. Now we're getting a lot of calls. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Happy Veterans Day.
Oh, well, hold on a second. Let me load it up here. You're right, sir. Here you go.
It's Veterans Day.
Yeah, hold on. That wasn't tight. Give me another shot on that. Here we go. And
it's Veterans Day.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Welcome to NAMM, soldier.
All right, what about this guy?
Well, actually, he was a cross-dresser, and in fact, I'm looking at a story on the website that says for a short time, he posed as a mute woman.
Wow. This is a bad guy.
Score one for Charlie Broyhill.
Wow.
Score one for our super producer,
Charlie didn't want to argue. He kind of just ambled out of here after that.
So let's put that into account. Not that
Charlie follows all the cross-dressing stories.
Not that you should be in jail for being a cross-dresser.
Well,
for God's sakes, Buzz wouldn't be working here right now.
That's right.
But Jesus Christ. So he's a cross-dresser. He's got a wife who was just taken away under suspicious circumstances, killed a guy, chopped him up, threw the body somewhere. Then when they caught him, he said, well, I only did it because you wouldn't have believed me if I told you what had happened. And part of what he said on the stand was, you have to believe me because my story is so unbelievable. Why would I make something like this up? And then, you know,
sounds like a guy talking to his wife.
All the morons on the jury were coming out and going, well, we just, you know, he was only trying him for murder.
Do you think I could possibly make this up?
Galveston. Wow. Oh, Galveston. Now, how come those people live in Texas? They're going to have to move out of Texas now. I mean, because in Texas, isn't the rule kill them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and if you're a jury and you don't convict somebody and sentence them to death, you haven't done your job as a Texan.
Gotcha. So anyway, you know, I hate to bring real news up on the show, but when I got to the part about him chopping the body up and hiding it,
right,
that's when it caught my eye. And, you know, and Buzz, as you mentioned, I didn't know this, he's in jail now, but
yes,
they showed him just walking out.
I have a question about that. It's sort of serious, but I have to ask it since we're on the topic of court and trials. I'm just looking at this picture in the Washington Post of the defense attorneys for Lee Boyd Malvo, one of the D.C. snipers.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I'm looking and I'm seeing one, two, three, four,
five. Five defense attorneys, and correct me if I'm wrong, these people had no money, right? This is
right.
This is public defenders.
Right.
Why am I looking at five attorneys?
They're doing it for the nookie. They're doing
But I mean, don't
sometimes
we're paying for that, right?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Commercial attorneys will come forward and take the case
pro
bono.
For the pub.
Okay, all right.
Or because they think they can get money out of it later in a book or whatever.
Okay, see, it was a legitimate question. So these are guys that say, hey, we'll volunteer and we'll do it pro bono.
Right.
Okay, all right, that's all I wanted to know.
Because they got
I was just wondering, these weren't, just appointed guys.
It'll be a combination.
Because they got something coming on the back end.
Yeah, okay. Because
then they can write the book, I defended the sniper.
Right. No, I'm not a bright man.
That's all right.
Sometimes you don't, really, I was saying, this picture right here was just sticking in my craw.
Sure.
Would you not agree that all of us in the area, we didn't like the idea of everyone potentially being shot at
to
death?
Right.
And you kind of feel sensitive when you see five attorneys for the guy that was shooting people.
Well, everybody deserves a defense. That's part of what this country is built on. And I know that, God forbid, I'm not planning on killing anybody. But if by some strange circumstance my wife is to disappear in the next 2 to 3 days,
as long as you wear a dress, you'll get off.
I want those guys' numbers.
That's the secret.
I want the numbers. I got to get those guys on my team. Those guys that got that guy off.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy may not normally be a cross dresser. I understand he wore the wig and pretended to be a mute woman. To lay low, to hide from the investigators.
Why, I wouldn't even hurt a fly.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing today?
Hey, that's like crazy current event crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, should you just tell the people of Des Moines? The show's not always this current event crazy.
No, we just, if something's on our mind, we talk about it.
It's just one thing that kind of stuck in my head. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
Oh, and let me just say to you,
it's Veterans Day.
How everybody's heard about the bird.
This is what the show's about.
Where are you from, soldier?
I'm from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to chime in and tell you that I'd heard on the news about this weird case in Texas that not only was he from a billionaire's family, so he was a multimillionaire, he was living in a $300 a month apartment someplace. And
so this is a weird guy.
It just keeps getting nuttier and nuttier, and he chopped the guy up and hit it, and then they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they evidently they didn't take into account that it was just kind of kooky that here he was multimillionaire and just not really living the life of that.
Thank you, Alan Dershowitz.
Prosecutors think that this guy, their belief is that he killed his neighbor to assume his neighbor's identity so he could continue to hide from the investigation into his wife's murder. It gets crazier and crazier.
Wow.
And he's walking out today.
Yeah. What'd you watch this on? Court TV?
Yeah. No, it was on Fox News.
Fox News.
All the news. CNN. Channel. Everybody had it on. And as a matter of fact, when I went to Court TV, because it was on Fox and it was on CNN, they all go to Court TV. They were running a commercial for some stupid show that they have on tonight.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're doing that whole thing. This is something I'm not a fan of, like on ESPN.
Not like the other stuff.
Listen, here's the thing on ESPN. That should be all sports. And ESPN, too, I understand this kind of, that's crap.
Fringe.
That, every once in a while you get like, today up in the office, I showed mine before the show. They were showing chess on ESPN, too.
Chess.
Yeah.
And it was the dude, Kasparov, playing against the computer.
And that was on
computer.
On ESPN2.
I mean, not even two guys going, doing that thing where they move it and they have an overhead camera.
Right.
It was like doing a computer.
And they had a guy like John Madden with the telestrator who was saying, okay, he's moved his pawn.
Oh, it's getting hot now.
Now, look at it. He is attacking the queen. Attacking the
knight to king 3, or whatever the hell it is.
But that's not the worst. the new morning show on ESPN2 is not the worst.
No.
The show called Cold Pizza, where it's, I've not seen the show, I've only seen the ads.
Heard about
where it's the guy, the ESPN guy, who tells you sports, and they're waking somebody up in the morning in the ad, and he says, hey, bro, how about a throwback jersey? And then the news lady says, she's looking at a laptop, and she says, I've got your news. And then the I guess there's three girls. There's a news girl, a weather girl, and then there's just the slut. The third girl where they say so-and-so for news, so-and-so for sports, so-and-so for lifestyle. And then Krista, whatever her name is, she's just crazy.
She's just goofy crazy.
She's just like
perfect.
Crazy. Like she might start S-ing his D at any point.
Is she hot?
During the show. Not particularly.
Well, that's not good.
No. But that is not the worst on ESPN. I thought I was hearing things on Sunday, right after I watched Vermeil tell Trent Green that he loves him.
Right,
Trent Green
right.
says he loves him back. Chris Berman says, don't ring, coming up on ESPN.
Bang, bang, bang.
Coming up on ESPN, we have something, PGA golf, and then stay tuned for Scrabble. Now, I thought...
Scrabble?
When I originally heard it, I thought, hey, that's a goof. Later, the afternoon, you get a phone call, you go to ESPN. Indeed, they are counter-programming football on Sundays.
With Scrabble.
With Scrabble. Where they have...
What the hell is that target audience?
They have two guys sitting around the Scrabble table, and it's one of those tables that's like the what's that thing in the
Lazy Susan
like
red face. Yeah, I've got one of those.
That's it. Where it just swings around from one guy right. to the next, yeah. and there's and the words, they're down to making words like axe. You know, they're down to just two or three tiles left.
Right.
And I'm just thinking,
I don't know which is more pathetic, the fact that the network has come up with putting Scrabble on TV, or that you logged enough time with it to understand it.
How are people going to know it if I don't watch it to tell them?
You are right. doing your job, absolutely.
I only watched it for a couple of seconds. Just like I only watched that chess thing today for a couple of seconds.
Chess.
Just to bring it to your attention.
I'll tell you what's a lot better than Scrabble on television is when Joe Millionaire goes on his gladiator date.
Now, last night, Rob had to be the only guy watching Joe Millionaire because I had the game on, of course. Rob calls, of course, Bruce, and says, are you watching Joe Millionaire? I said, no, the Packers run. He said, turn it on right now. And they had the guy dressed up like Russell Crowe.
Oh, no.
And, the dumb cowboy.
Did he wear the helmet?
Yeah.
Did he look like a complete tard?
Yeah. And he had the girl who looked like she's been in ABBA, you know, one of the Swedish broads. And
the one with, like, the Joker mouth?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
New and improved Joker products. And... He's having the date of his life.
Right.
The best thing, though, is when they went to the wide shot, they had, I told you, I think a couple weeks ago, the butler is doing some outfits now.
Right. What was he wearing?
They had the butler in a toga outfit.
With the leaves around his head.
Really?
And he did not look happy to
Paul Hogan.
Exactly. Right. Paul Hogan, the butler. So
it's not flattering. It's not flattering to a man of larger carriage to be wearing a toga.
Well, it's funny. To see what our boy is doing now. I'm in a toga.
He's so stupid.
Yes, he is.
It was really good stupid, Leslie.
Any more shots of them in the pool?
The tea parade? There was some tea parading last night, but
really?
My favorite thing is that continually the bachelor says, I seen it. I've seen her do it. He's so stupid.
You got to be the only one watching that. Rob, we got to break.
Okay.
I know I'm telling you that. Just do what we got to do. What you got to do, Rob.
Yeah. It's Veterans Day.
How about everybody's head?
Where you from, soldier?
And you know this is a setup call. Why should veterans get a special day? You know this is like one of those setup dumb. Radio, I'm
like really a bad show where they'd mount this argument, you know, where you're waving the flag.
Ralph, you gotta call somebody else, dude. We're not that dumb.
No, but you know, just because they take care of cats and dogs and they spay, you know, barbers don't get a day. Why should veterans get a day?
You know, I will give him credit for the great Emily Latella bit, from Saturday Night Live, which made me laugh almost every time she did it.
You screwed it up by saying veterans, though. You just should have said Vets Day. Uh-huh. Then you would have had me at Vets.
Never mind.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Own and refine it.
Veterans Day. Everybody heard.
I love me the Emily Latella. God, that was a great bit.
All right, so
what's this about preserving our national racehorses?
All right, so that was not one of those guys that just wants to argue.
Remember that one, Rob?
Yeah. Our national racehorses.
There's Latella, it's natural resources.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself. I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have one.
The Don and Mike Show.
You've
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Come on.
Touch me, babe.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Happily cruising aboard the rudderless ship, Don and Mike.
Right. So this is a weird thing that I'm going through with my wife, who's going back to work.
Uh-huh.
The boys at college, and I'm fine with that, you know. Pull your load and all that, right. you know, bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That, she's been a great mom, but she had a career before I met her, and now she's off. And, you know, it's very hard now to get a word in edgewise with my wife. Not that I am complaining.
Uh-huh.
She's
excited.
She's excited. She's talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Talk about.
And it's almost to the point, I guess, well, she sat through it with me for 22 years, but it's almost to the point now where it's like turnabout is fair play to say, okay, enough. Enough. And then the opposite, because she knows how to work the reverse psychology on me. They all do. I mean, all wives do. All girls do. All women do.
Right.
She figures out that, well, maybe she's talking about it too much. Well, then, like today, she just no contact. She leaves the house. I mean, everything on the surface is fine. She says, okay, have a good day. I love you. I'm going to work. Mwah. She leaves. And, you know, I'm in glorious solitude,
mm-hmm.
and then I needed a question answered.
Where are the suppositories?
Yeah, and I called, and I just got the voicemail, and then I called when I got to work, and I got the voicemail, and then I called during a commercial break, and I get the voicemail, and then, like, 2 seconds later, the phone rings. So she calls back.
That's nice.
So she says, hi, are you looking for me? And I said, I'm just checking in. Just seeing what's going on. And she said, I can't really talk now. I'm at lunch with my new boss.
Ah. Male?
Yes. And from what I can't speak in great detail yet.
Right.
But I believe more than one. More than one fella.
More than one man?
Yes. More than one man.
Young man?
Don't know, Mike. Haven't fried that deep into it yet.
It's because you can't do that, right? You don't.
Right.
You don't want to do that
because
that'll just get it all going and she'll use it against
you. It's the worst move in the world. So,
you know, with a body like yours, you could go places.
You know.
No, I don't, and I don't have to take it anymore.
For all I know, she's just rolled out of the sack and she's in the bathroom brushing her teeth, and she goes, "Oh, jerk face called me. Hold on, just a second."
Right, right.
Oh, hi, honey. How are you? Okay, all right. Bye. And then she goes, "Now,
you know what I like to do, Frida? I fire a gun."
I'm sure that's not happening, but
the king of real estate.
For goodness sakes, she did not even ask about my dentist appointment.
Wow.
That's how wrapped up in her own life she is now.
Was this your standard dentist appointment you're cleaning, or was this anything major?
Well, it started off to be standard and ended up went in for the teeth cleaning, went in for the regular, you know.
Are you still going to the dental college?
No, only to the barber college.
Oh, okay, forgive me.
Super.
I went last weekend. They said
dental college.
There's good news and bad news. Good news, you know, your teeth are okay.
Uh huh.
And they did that thing. We've scraped all the junk off them,
mm-hmm.
and I got the lecture about flossing more. And then
you don't floss a lot.
Well, I think they just say that to everybody. I do, but I think they.
How often do you floss?
At night.
Yeah.
Once
a day.
At night. Yeah. You know, I mean, I know some people are anal about it. I do it, you know, at night.
I think it can become addictive.
I don't like it.
Buzz and I are kind of weird about it.
I like the pain.
Not me. There's something, maybe it's the squirrel in me, but I enjoy the little morsel of steak that will pop out from between the teeth 5 to 6 hours after you've already had the
aged meal, beef.
When you go, man, that's tough.
I don't know whether I've got any gum problems, but I was flossing the other day and, on the back molar between the two back molars and, the floss went right up through the gum into my cheekbone, just like butter.
It's not good.
I'm going through the thing, and I'm going there, and they said to me, everything is great, but you have a cavity.
You have a cavity, first time in a while.
First time in like 10 years, so you got to come in and have the cavity filled.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know me. I'm very
pain sensitive
and also kind of a recluse.
Right.
That when I go to these, go to a store, go to the dentist, go to what I just like being very low profile.
Mm-hmm.
I just like blending in.
Right.
And you go into the dentist's office and they have the beautiful music station on, or the classical station. And for whatever reason, because it's a dentist's office, even though, you know, they're not doctors, they're dentists, still everybody speaks in the slow measured tones. Hi, you've been here before. Oh, I see it's 6 months since your checkup. Any information changed? Have a seat next to the Highlights magazines. and the doctor will be out shortly.
All right.
So,
let's play with some toys.
So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting and he comes around the corner and he says, "Are you ready?" And I'm thinking, what the F is going on here? This is just my regular dentist. He says, "Are you ready?" And he's never animated like this. And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Please take him to room number 2. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to be fondled. My butt's going to be bleeding, right? Done with this cavity. I sit down in his chair. He gives me the whole thing with open wide. And then does that thing with you know, those little pieces of cotton that they use, that they...
Yeah, the packing, they're right? Little tubes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They look like little suppositories.
They do.
I don't know why I brought
everything
up.
Looks like a suppository to you.
I don't understand what's wrong with me today.
So, he's got these things... And he's got the thing going... And I've always got drool coming out with
it. Did he look anything like Steve Martin?
He did not. But it was at this moment that he mentioned... How is the show going? And then I said, "Well," and then he just, you know, he laughed.
I didn't care.
He went, "I only asked because I knew you couldn't answer."
Oh my God!
And
see, they're all sadists.
Yeah. But no, hold on. I want to give this guy some props.
Okay.
He said, "Now I asked you if you were excited, and I know you're not excited about getting a cavity filled, and it's bad, and I know that you're going to try better not to get cavities, but I want to show you something that I have in this chair, in this particular room." And he turns on a light, and up in the corner, there's a television set.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, maybe this is something they use to monitor, you know, when they're going to do
camera,
oral surgery.
Yeah. Was it porn?
No, you know what it was?
What?
It was cable TV.
Yeah.
Guy says to me, "What would you like? HBO?"
Right.
I mean, he's got HBO, Cinemax, ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I say, "I'll take ESPN." He said, "I've already seen it." Now, I'm thinking, because he's got the things, I could send it to him, but I feel like saying to him, hey, Dick, what does it matter if you've seen it? You should, in theory, have your back to the television
right.
And be looking at my mouth at the cavity, not looking at the TV.
So SportsCenter was on and he'd already seen it?
He had already seen it, so he said...
He sounds like he might have been effing with you.
No.
He was serious? I've seen this.
He
didn't want to watch it?
He said...
Jesus.
He said, "Do you like Montel?"
Oh,
and
God.
I said, "No, I don't like Montel." And he said, "All right, well, you want to see what's on HBO?" So I'm sitting there with all of this cotton and the thing in my mouth.
Were you watching Harry Potter?
Mike, you're reading my mind.
My God.
I swear to Christ, he goes to HBO and he says, "Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone." I shake my head. I go, no. So we ended up on...
Harry Potter's in ridiculous rotation.
Yeah.
We ended up on... Hollywood Squares.
Ah. No, that'll be good for filling a tooth.
Now, the problem with Squares, though, is that he has to mute it because he can't have the TV blasting.
Oh.
And he doesn't have the closed captioning.
Oh.
So I'm watching.
So you're trying to lip sync.
You know, I mean, who gets the jokes?
What's the point?
Who gets the jokes anyway on Hollywood Squares? But you're watching Hollywood Squares without the jokes. So I'm trying to tell him at this point that I want to change the channel.
ESPN would be just as bad, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, but
no captioning.
No, you see the highlights. You can follow along SportsCenter. You can see the highlights and realize what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You could even, if it's a movie you'd seen before.
Not Montel, though.
You could, and Montel, forget it. It's out of there.
So you were sitting there watching, that's almost, which was worse, watching Hollywood Squares without being able to view it?
Yeah, so
I mean, really get the jokes or having your tooth filled, which was worse.
See, and maybe this is on his part because I'm a nervous guy in the dentist chair. I wasn't thinking one iota about.
Don't you think really, if you could, you really had your choices, that porn would be probably the best thing to watch when you were having a tooth filled?
No,
especially you're into like S&M or something.
What if you want to rub one out?
Well, you resist the urge, you know.
No,
you're not going to do that right there.
There's no need for porn if you're not going to rub one out. So I'm watching.
You've never watched porn without.
I've
rub one out.
I've walked by it, mm-hmm. I've walked by computers. Someone will have a magazine and say, "Oh, look at this."
Right.
But I've never sat down to watch it without working.
Mm-hmm.
My man, I've never just like sat down and said, "Oh, what's on?" Oh, fantastic. Black Angels. I haven't seen this one.
I've watched porn without working, my man.
Mm-hmm. Really? Was it?
I've ordered porn without working,
was
my man.
Was it after you had worked your man?
Nope. Nope.
So did you just watched it? And
I've done it when I've actually been watching television and gotten so bored with what's on. You know when you go through all the five channels?
Yeah.
And then you get down to Independent, and you get down to Sundance, and you're flicking so passionately that you stumble upon 594,
yeah,
or 593 when you buy the five channels, and you go through all the channels, and it's just horrible. It's like, God, is there anything on it? And it's like, well, why not?
Right.
And I've done it that way. That's how it's happened.
Oh, no, never.
But I haven't had the, you know, like somebody's coming over or something like that.
No, God, no. I mean, why watch porno if you're not going to work your man?
Well, because it's just, it's not boring sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could certainly find, well, hell, you can.
No, I remember this, like over the summer. I know I did it. I watched.
You mean if you're sitting at home and
no, I was so bored one day because there was nothing on television. Nothing interests me.
Let's see what's on.
And I didn't have the time commitment to like get a pay-per-view movie.
Right.
Joan of Arcadia. I hate that. World's Funniest Videos. I hate that.
And these movies that they throw at you that are so obscure. And I go by title. I don't.
But Mike, it's pointless to watch porno without working your man.
Well, I don't know whether it's pointless. It was a diversion. Isn't that what television is?
Educational and inspirational.
Oh my God! You got to have the sweet release. I mean, otherwise you've wasted $12.
Sometimes the lack of the sweet release is good too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not one of those guys that believes that you just go and then you don't let it go, so you build up more. I don't believe that. Because you've got an endless supply. The guys are working overtime,
yeah,
in your factory.
Use it or lose it.
In the test.
But I mean, that would be the reason if there's absolutely nothing on.
Well,
I think you can. You're much more amused by the Magic Box than I am, though. You can watch like that TV Land crap.
Yeah. Oh, and I
mean, be totally entertained. I can't. I'm really narrow. It's really like the 501 channels.
That would be HBO
with the movies,
Cinemax,
right.
Cinemax, and
the networks, and then I don't go deeper than that during the day because I don't like the Food Network or anything like that during the day because they run garbage.
Garbage. That's what that porno guy.
But I mean, I remember doing that. I've done that before. Not a lot. I don't do it a lot.
These women are garbage. So I finally, because he's watching Hollywood Squares, I say, and he takes a moment out, and he takes everything out of my mouth, because I guess he's done with the drilling, but he still has to pack something or glue something in. He says, "Do you not want that on?" And I said, "No." And I had a little Novocaine, a little shot. So I was like,
No, I will marry you.
Yeah, doctor, please put on some porn.
I got that tarred sound.
I'm going to rub one out, though.
No. So he was standing there.
I'm going to watch porn without rubbing one out.
He was standing there while the hygienist is just waiting for him to finish.
How is she?
The dentist.
I have to ask.
Older. She reminded me of that great actress that was in Porky's.
Really?
The woman who played the gym teacher in yeah. Porky's.
Miss Ballbreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. See, I mean, really, yeah. Aren't dental assistants and hygienists really, aren't they the flight attendants of our modern times?
They are at the office I go to.
Not, mm-hmm. Well, yeah. not in mine.
Don't we go to the same one?
I think we might. Dr. Dana?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently I'm on the Delta Airlines of doctors.
If dentists ever do porn, this will be the office.
Because,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, has it gotten better?
Oh, yeah.
No offense to these women.
Rob goes there, too. You know, Buzz, Rob, and I have the same dentist.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Dentist of the stars.
You like your dentist, though?
Well, I've been going to for 10 years.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of those, I'm loyal.
Yeah. No, but I know, dentist, it's all about loyalty. I remember when I moved out of Maryland, and it killed me, you know? Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, here's the point of this whole dumb thing that I found funny, that the dentist stopped the procedure, took everything out of my mouth, made Nurse Ballbreaker wait for a second, while he stood there and scanned through 30 channels, and I finally decided on the Weather Channel. What a lame choice.
But probably, you know, with no sound, probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Weather all Channel, graphics. You can get all, yeah, it's all graphics.
So, I'm there watching whatever the hell's going on in Florida right now, where it's sunny, or I guess the New Orleans. Or
did the hygienist resemble the Ballbreaker, or did she resemble the...
I got to go back to this place.
Was she closer to the waitress in Fast Times at Ridgemont High at the German restaurant?
Oh, Mike, she looks like Mrs. Santa Claus.
That's lovely.
If you must have a face.
That's lovely.
Because I got to go back in this.
She's white haired?
I'm sure she's got white hair somewhere.
Now you're going back.
Let me just say that.
White hair somewhere.
No, the celebrity.
Maybe not.
No, I'm going back. I've been there for 10 years.
Sure.
Bonnie Goss. That's who she most resembles.
Okay.
Bonnie Goss.
Good, good.
Wife of Motor Week's Pat Goss.
Mm-hmm. So you settled on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, and then I was happy, and then he got done, and he said, okay, that's it. You know, you're great. See you in 6 months. And then he said, as I was leaving, because normally, you know, you get the goodbye from him, and then, you know, the Frau takes you up front and makes you pay before you leave.
Right.
He said he came back for a second. He was washing his hands. Always like seeing that with the dentist, that he's washed his hands. And he's drying up, and he says, so, what do you think about it? I said, oh, the TV? Loved it. He said, next time you come in, I'm going to have it hooked up. Bring your favorite DVD.
Oh, like Casino.
And I said,
no porn.
I said, but if
you know, oh boy, if you had a real sense of humor.
Yeah.
If you had a real sense of humor.
Okay, now there's a difference now. This is radio me, then there's real life me.
I know.
I do have a sense of humor.
I know. And you go there all the
time.
And
if it was
just as the potential for comedy,
if you
have a casino case with a porn in it.
If it was just him, I'd do it. But you've got some old grandma standing there.
See, that's the problem. At the one that we go to, that joke, well, no, we couldn't do that joke either.
Oh, they'd stop and watch it.
God, it's great, though.
Yeah.
Putting on porn when you're not supposed to is... do you remember the NAB convention?
Yeah, it was one of the greatest moments.
One of the really the funny... I tell that story to everybody. Mm-hmm. It was an off-air story of something we did as a group, NAB.
Yeah. Funny, I remember exactly where I was when you told me. It was just you two, because remember, you stopped in New Orleans on the way to L.A.
I have a memory of Charlie Broyhill being involved.
Here's the story. We were at a broadcasting convention. And
this is the best.
And the network had Mike and I up in this room where we were supposed to glad hand with these schmucks. And
we really wanted to get it over with, so it was like an 8 o'clock reception, and we were there like 10 minutes early.
You know, and
because we wanted to leave early.
Mm-hmm. None of these radio station guys wanted to meet us.
No.
They just wanted a free scotch on the rocks.
Mm-hmm. So it was a suite. It was one of those huge two-bedroom suites with a living room in the middle and TVs on either side of this big room in an armoire, you know, the way they have them in hotels. Mm-hmm. And we were just kicking around, and you got to fill in the blanks for me on this, because I think Charlie Broyhill had something to do with this.
Yeah. Well, Broyhill figured out that if he went to, because we were in a hotel,
and it was the regular Spectravision on the remote,
he could order porno and charge it to the room, the suite.
Right.
So
there was the remote sitting there, and you can just do it automatically.
Right. So he did it,
but the smart move was he did it in either you or him. Or maybe even me, we started laughing because nobody was communicating. We all knew exactly what we were going to do. And we shut the doors to the armoire
and
waited for the room to fill up with all the GMs from stations and their wives.
So they bring in some rube wearing a big giant cowboy hat who owns
all over the country
three stations, and they bring this guy up to them and they go, Don and Mike, we want you to meet Honest Earl. And he goes, well, it's a pleasure to meet both of you. And meanwhile,
and this room is starting to fill up with all these radio owners, really mostly owners of stations.
And right behind us,
Charlie, like, hits the door.
Is hardcore,
it's like
hardcore porn.
This head going up and down, like, incredibly. And the, one of the many network suits, the women in their sensible suits,
came over and shut the door.
Angrily shut the door.
Lord.
And, you know, not 5 seconds. She wasn't 10 feet away where Charlie or somebody, you, I think, did it the second time.
Yeah.
You opened the door. And it was one of those things where you'd open the door to the armoire and you'd kind of flick it with your finger and it would slowly open like a curtain going up. And then suddenly there's the pornography again. And did we have it on both sets?
Yes, we did.
We had it going on both TV sets and they'd slam it and we'd go over to the other one. And then probably the third time we did this, as we are in convulsions laughing, they got mad and they called us on it and said, we're something like, we're going to ask you to leave. And they were there to meet us.
It was like, this is our thing.
Guest of honor.
Oh, my God. I will never forget that.
Got to break. Rob, can we test this before we go to break?
You want to?
Yeah. Now I push this right here. Okay, select one.
On talent computer. Yeah, right
there. Right there? Okay. T3 came out today.
Uh-huh.
And the reason we're excited, you know, we love Arnold Schwarzenegger. We love to hear him speak.
Yeah. Right.
He has commentary on the DVD of T3, and we've got it.
Very good.
Not listen to any of it. Roll it, Robbie. It's
firing up.
So what we're going to do is listen
to this. This is the running commentary.
We hear commentary from the director, Jonathan Mostow, and commentary from me, and other cast members, taking you all the way through the movie and explaining to you, scene by scene, of what went on, the staging of it, the planning, the writing, how it was executed, all of those things, and a little inside scoop also.
Now,
so I hope you enjoyed this
now,
DVD.
Seriously.
I'll be back.
That's awesome, because he's relaxed. He's more relaxed than he was on that campaign trail when he's trying to speak English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the real Arnold
now
here.
Now he sounds like he should be wearing a German uniform.
The real Arnold here. Oh, and Mike, speaking of that.
It's Veterans Day. Everybody's heard about the bird.
And you know the motto on the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Never forget.
Amen, brother.
Germany. Japan. England, Jack?
Yeah, we go back to the Revolutionary War.
Falklands.
Pardon me, Buzz?
The Falklands. You remember that word.
The Falklands. Yeah. That was like a Paul McCartney thing, wasn't it? The Falklands. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good God, man. What are you waiting for? The time is now. Make the switch to singular.
Or you'll be sorry. The Sony Ericsson T226 is free after a $20 mail-in rebate and has a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate. It's quite a phone.
The Sony Ericsson T226 allows you to take pictures and email them instantly because it's wireless internet capable and also has a lovely 512-color full-graphic display. That's tasty.
You'll love the picture caller ID, and it can download games. Wow, it'll make your miserable, dreary life fun again.
If you want a calling plan for the whole family, you keep connected with Family Talk, add a line, or your calling plan at $9.99 per month. Plan started at $39.99. Pay no roaming and no long distance.
So what are you waiting for, you fool? Make the switch. Make it now. Make it. Come on, do it. 1-866 Singular. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store. Make it. Do it. Come on. Get it done. Go on.
Make sure them tell you. Make sure. We send.
Yeah.
Come on, WJFK. I never get that part of that.
The Don and Mike Show.
But what part?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The endorsement part.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir. Whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
We were just doing a live commercial, and, oh, here you go.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
No, we've seen you before, Michael.
A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis.
Yeah.
And this is a tribute to the late.
You're going to make fun of him?
We're going to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Not here to make fun of Elvis. We were just doing a live commercial, and I never managed to get this in at the end of the commercial when it's, tell them Don and Mike sent you?
Sent you, yes.
Now, do they actually track that?
Find out?
Yeah, actually they do.
If somebody goes to buy a phone,
mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't you think they... If they
who heard, sent you? That's what most stores say now, though. They say, who sent you?
You know, for my money, that pisses me off. Yeah. If I go into a store and I'm buying a product anyway, and then they say, oh, yeah, where did you hear about us? Uh-huh. It's like, well, what do you care where I heard about you? I walked in and I bought the
but
thing.
But they do that at a lot of stores.
They want to know what
I say. And I have a pat answer when they do it.
What is it?
I say, your mother.
Ordering online, I've had, you know, say, where did you hear from us? But I've never heard it in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, they love us saying that. Mm-hmm. Tell them Don and Mike sent you.
And we urge anyone that buys a singular phone to tell them that.
Yeah,
and but go on about it.
And one more thing, because being as you've mentioned, what's the client again, Robbie?
Singular Wireless.
Singular Wireless. Tell them that Don and Mike sent you, and tell them that you like the commercials.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That would really help us and keep us out of a lot of meetings.
And say hi to Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the station, boy, it's a dream come true today. Living the dream. In case you've just tuned in. Of course, you're hearing maybe the best show we've put on in the last 10 years.
Maybe
because the dream has been fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
We're on in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Temporarily, we're on live.
A state of euphoria that I just can't control.
And very soon, we're going to be on live. Well, not live, but tape delay,
mm-hmm.
7 to 11 p.m. Now we've tried repeatedly. We're going to need someone from Des Moines to call us here because we've tried. Our radio station, KRKQ.
Are they not answering their phone?
Yeah. Now they were.
It's Veterans Day.
They were soft rock. Well, Mike, you're right about that.
It's Veterans Day.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
But I don't think that's why no one's answering the phone.
No, radio stations are fully staffed today.
Yeah, radio stations are staffed every day. I mean, and it's not because...
They're infected with
staff. Wow, what the hell?
A new number, I'll call that one.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Yep.
All right.
What's he doing in Iowa?
Anyway, the question is for someone in Des Moines, what was, like, when they were soft rock, what was the format?
Yeah, and how did it go over?
Yeah, because we have a special tribute. Our listeners have heard this a couple of hundred times already.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever a certain celebrity is in the news, a dead celebrity, but it's a way of welcoming those who listen to the former soft rock station.
That's right.
And Buzz?
Yes?
I'm guessing you don't have this in the news today. If so, I apologize. But it's in my wheelhouse.
What do you got?
From Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
where we're heard every day. And this to me is amazing,
mm-hmm.
that we've actually not only managed to stay on the air in Salt Lake City, but they keep sending us notes that the ratings are going up.
Yes, we're getting great ratings in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. So who would have thought? And, you know, there's a reason I love that city. And here you go. Apparently, the Salt Lake Tribune ran an ad... In the newspaper, an ad for milk. A Salt Lake woman bought a classified newspaper ad offering to sell her extra breast milk.
Mmm.
Yum,
now,
yum.
Now I'm turned on.
My coffee never tasted better.
The nursing mom said one man wanted to order some.
Yeah, sure, I bet.
Another man said he wanted an endless supply.
Yeah, of course.
For his protein drink.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
Brilliant. She wanted $1 an ounce, or if you want to buy 400 ounces at once, stock up, that was $350.
What is she working a dairy?
But now she's out of the milk business.
She is a dairy.
And incidentally, the paper said it won't be offering any more ads. It won't be accepting any more ads offering breast milk for sale. You know, listen.
Breast milk for pleasure.
I don't mind being painted with this brush. I like, there's something about when the fitty terry comes to visit you, if you're lovely enough and lucky enough to have a baby, I love women's jugs that are big and full.
I don't think you're alone in that. It just creeps me out when you talk about it. I mean,
that's
and you like the fact that it creeps me out.
That's part of the reason I talk about it.
But I mean, you really are turned on by that. The whole idea of that and
well, they're bigger.
That bugs
me. Well, the thing is, they're bigger, but they're naturally bigger.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Well, no, I understand that. Yeah. And that's I don't mind that either, but you go a little further.
Well, I
do. You like food coming out.
Yeah. The milk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
Well, we've had girls do it on the show
before. Yeah. God.
Yeah. It's a great contest. Anyway. Anyway, where is this woman? Come on, call the show. Whoever you are, honey, call the show.
And you know, those guys that ordered that milk, you know, they weren't doing it for anything nutritious.
No. One guy actually asked if it came in chocolate. I'm reading an article now.
No, yeah, right, Buzz, that was in the newspaper.
Yeah,
if it came in chocolate. All right, we're going to call hold on. Yeah, hello, KRKQ? Yes, hi. What happened to the beautiful music? They've changed it. 98.3 Wow FM. Well, listen, I've heard the show that's on now, and I've heard what you've been doing all day, and it stinks. And I was wondering, you know, when will you start playing Celine Dion again? You will not be playing Celine Dion.
What about
the Carpenters? No music. Are you getting a lot of calls?
You must be getting a lot of complaints.
You must be getting a lot of calls from people not only not liking this awful talk. They were just talking about breast milk on whatever show it is you're running right now.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. That's the only thing you can tell me? How do you feel about it? May I ask your name? Jessica. How do you feel about it, Jessica? The format change. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Jessica, you know I'm the disc jockey, one of the disc jockeys. Oh, you didn't know that. You want to go on the air? Sure.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right, good.
What the hell? I'm wasting time. Hold on, I just hung up on her.
Oh. Well, she'll answer it again.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be permission to put her on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here I am wasting time, you know, dicking around, and she's
willing to go on the air.
And she said, yeah, there.
Hello.
Something like that. Hold on a second. One.
Hello?
1-5.
Hello? Hello? Jessica?
Hey.
Hello?
Jessica,
hey, it's me again. Hi, you're on the air. It's Don and Mike. It's both of us.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing great. So, you can please be brutally honest with us.
Sure.
First, let me tell you, it's a dream of mine and to finally be on in Des Moines.
We've been waiting a long time for this, Jessica.
Wow, knock me over with a feather time. Jessica, this station KRKQ, before they played soft rock, are you getting lots of calls from people saying, where is our soft rock?
A few calls.
Are you inundated with complaint calls about the Don and Mike show?
Not one.
You can be brutally honest.
No, that's bad.
Now, was anybody listening to the station when it was soft rock?
Oh, I'm sure there were, yeah.
I mean, well, the ratings couldn't have been that great, right? Because the station...
They wouldn't do the format
the
change,
station
you know.
Changed so. Format.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know about all that technical stuff.
Okay,
that I
so do. You don't handle the day-to-day workings.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But before, when the station would play, what, like Phil Collins, Billy Joel, the Carpenters, stuff like that?
I don't know about the Carpenters, but Billy Joel, yeah.
No Carpenters? That might have been the problem.
Well, we have a special treat now for anybody who...
Yeah.
And what did the station used to be known as? What was its moniker before it was Wow FM?
It was Soft Rock the River.
Soft Rock the River.
Uh-huh.
That's
river.
Nice.
All right, well, listen, thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day, Jessica. We're very happy to be on your radio station.
Well, thank you.
We couldn't be...
Are you happy to be on our show?
I am.
Hey, Jessica, just, you know, because it's been a dream of mine, when did you move to the big city?
I moved here about a year ago.
Okay, thanks.
From the outlying Iowa area?
Yeah, I moved here from Idaho.
Oh, from Idaho.
So it actually was not a lateral move for you. Jessica? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay, you take care.
Bye-bye, Jessica.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
What does she look like?
Bye-bye, then.
Oh, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Jessica?
Me, Gloria Estefan.
Ooh.
All right.
Hey,
who knew
baby.
I didn't know there were any Latinos in Iowa.
Hey, Hey, now.
I thought every... Hey.
Lots of them here.
You know, it's Latina. It's Latina.
Latina.
You know, Latina.
You know what's funny, though, is that even though she's a Latina or whatever it is...
Right.
She talks with that Fargo accent.
She might not be a Latina. She might just look like Gloria.
Are you a Latina?
I am.
Oh.
Ooh. See, I knew
that. Oh, do I love me Latinas.
All right.
Are you married?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
All right. Well, you know our rule.
Did you... I had a... Jack O'Brien wanted to talk to you guys.
Eating ain't cheating.
Oh, now we have Scott Farkas. He's our general manager. He wants to talk to you.
Scott Farkas?
Yeah.
Like from A Christmas
You're
Story?
Kidding. This can't be his real name.
That can't be his real name.
Oh, my
name.
God.
Okay,
what a
hold
great
on.
DJ name, though. Scott
hey,
Farkas.
Hey, it was nice talking to you, okay?
Scott Farkas is the guy with the yellow eyes.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. That's great.
Hold on a minute.
It can't be a real name.
Scott Farkas.
What's next? Eddie Haskell?
I love Scott Farkas, man.
Oh, man.
Is this Scott Farkas?
It is, man.
Is that... It's not your real name, right?
Hey, you know, The Christmas Story is baby.
All right, there you go. Right, that's
I had no green teeth, but, you know, I was there when it was created.
All right, that's a good fake name.
That is a great fake name.
So you were Soft Rock. Were you there when it was Soft Rock?
I was here when it was Soft Rock.
Oh, so now was it automated, or did you have to fire a bunch of people?
No, it was Bob and Tom in the morning. We were live in midday and automated the rest of the day.
Automated left.
Yeah, it's true, you know, 2003 radio, you know?
Sounds great. Yeah. And that moniker, The River, how did you come by that?
Actually, that was before my time, and I have no clue.
And you're the program director?
I'm the general manager.
You're the general manager. And so on your GM business cards, you put Scott Farkas, too?
I do. Matter of fact, my little sister sells radio against you guys up there.
Really?
In your home market, yeah.
Is her name Farkas? No.
No, he didn't. She changed it to Burke real fast when she got married.
It would be her, because Farkas is his real name. So we're on now. But then you've got some bass-ackwards plan to run us at night. why is that? Why not just run the show now when it's on now?
It is running now.
Yeah,
but that's temporary, we were told.
Give us a reason to keep it this way. You've got a lot of people say, you know, they're better at night.
No, listen. We ain't your puppet, my friend. here's the deal. You like the show, you pick up the show, you run the show.
Hey, you know what? I like the show.
Okay, so...
Good.
So, what you're saying? The boys from New York will be here this week and next week. We'll talk.
Are you saying that there is a chance the show will stay on in this time slot?
Well, you never say never.
Hey, this is what I hate about the
people. Oh, I hate radio people.
I know. Don't be stuck. I mean, it's awful.
Oh, dear.
Here's the original thing I got.
You have the press release?
Yeah.
Share that with Mr. Farkas
in your file cabinet.
I wrote the press release. Yeah, I'm aware.
No, you didn't.
In the interim until some guy on Fox News Channel comes on.
Wait, what?
Okay, are you waiting for Bill?
Don't do that.
You're waiting for Bill O'Reilly?
No. You don't want that.
Nah, no Bill O'Reilly.
This guy, you don't want this guy.
Who is it then? Who else? Well, what is the guy? Are you waiting for the guy that's on with Sean Hannity?
Or we're waiting for Mr. Hannity.
Sean Hannity?
Mr. Hannity.
Oh, no.
We don't want that guy either.
Yuck.
Oh, God.
You suck.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I hate to disappoint you guys, you know. Then
why didn't you just be straight with us from the start that if you're waiting for Sean Hannity for whatever reason, why didn't you just say to us, hey, we're going to run you until Sean Hannity's show is available?
I believe that was said by other people.
Oh, okay, nobody told us.
Sir? And you never know; things could change.
See, now that's where I start to hate you, though.
Yeah,
I know that is. But you know what? It's I'll be very honest with you guys. People really like you.
Of course they do.
Go figure.
And you know, most people.
Yeah, a couple of Yankees from D.C. You know, go figure. We're in the middle of the heartland of America, baby. This is where your food comes from. You know,
this is why we should not talk to these people.
I know. We should never have conversations. It's bad enough to talking to general managers. I think I'm bleeding internally. Yellow eyes.
Worst, you know? Hey, we still have a Democrat who's governor. Figure that.
We don't care about that crap. The best you can do for us there, Mr. Smalltime, is just run the show from 7 to 11 at night. And enjoy the fact,
Mr. Smalltime.
Yes, Mr. Smalltime.
Sounds like we're going 2A to 5A, baby.
Yeah, well, that's weird. You know, you can do whatever you want.
And I want to tell you something. I have just made in my pants. I'm so scared about that.
You know that the USA Today could have just done a full color graph of the way this relationship deteriorated.
Yeah, it started out we really did like the Scott Farkas, and now it's bottoming out. It's taken all of 5 minutes, Rob.
Well, because he's got to wait for the guys from New York. York to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, I guess what you can't. You have to call them every time you want to go to the bathroom. You gotta call up New York and go, man, I got a killer BM.
Well, we were just canceled in Des Moines, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah. We're still on.
We're still on.
You're still on.
We're still on.
You know, I guess it's kind of up to you guys.
No. Here's the thing. Dude, listen, here's the thing. Please, regardless of what you do with our show, let this be a lesson to you. And I'm swear to God.
No, seriously.
No, listen, I have an 18-year-old son, a college freshman at Clemson. I swear on his life, I'm telling you the truth now. This is not a bit. Whatever you do, don't jerk your listeners around. Don't lie to them. So, for instance, if you're on the air with disc jockeys and they say to you point blank, are you going to keep us on or move us to the other time slot? Just say, we're waiting for Sean Hannity, and then you guys will be on from 7-Eleven.
Now, one of you guys is from Des Moines, aren't you?
No.
And
I was told that one of you were from
Des Moines. What I really don't like is when they go, but, you know, you'll never know if we get the response. You'll never know, and you're just talking out of your ass.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, so, just
is
so we're clear.
Is ever a definite
mistake? Yes, it is. Yes. No, what we're saying is, this is for your listening audience, listening in Des Moines, Iowa right now. What we're saying is, you are waiting for this Sean Hannity show, and the Don and Mike show will be moved to 7 o'clock on your radio station as soon as that clears. Is that right?
The current plan is mm-hmm. Sean Hannity to join us sometime after the first of the year, and Don and Mike will be running at 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m.?
10 p.m.
I thought it was 7 to whatever.
11. What happened at 10 p.m.? What kind of a time slot is that, even in Des Moines?
Well, yeah, we could make it 2 a.m. That's not a problem.
See, the thing
I mean,
is,
nothing's a definite.
He's a definite a-hole.
Oh, yeah, it's our first day on the air.
You are such an a-hole.
You really are.
Excuse me?
You heard us.
I know, I didn't, actually.
We said, you're an a-hole.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been called better and worse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really, it's just,
I grew up in D.C. I know how it operates.
You know how what operates?
I know how you guys operate.
How we operate?
Yeah, I know your station pretty well.
I don't think you know our station. I don't think you have a clue about how we operate.
Maybe not.
I really don't.
And I guess that's up for you to decide. All right, but you know what? I feel great about what we're doing.
Oh, God.
Listen, Dick, whether you run us at 2 in the afternoon or 7 at night or 10 o'clock at night, I don't give a rat's ass. Just try being honest to your listeners.
We're always honest.
And the contract...
is very straight with our listeners.
The contract that we have, the information that we have from Westwood One, says you'll be running the show from 7 to 11 at night.
Okay, well, whatever the contract says is what we'll abide by.
You know, I want to just tell you something, man.
I haven't
either. You must
personally.
Either you must be scary talented, or you've got way, way, way too much confidence to be working in Des Moines. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like you got the balls of a big timer, but take a look out the window, dude.
I know, I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's great.
Right.
We just like whenever we sign.
You know
on.
What? Know what the difference is between where we are and where you guys are? When people walk down the street in Des Moines, they smile.
And what?
And in Washington, D.C.,
people don't smile?
I've never seen a smile. I was there for 10 years. I never saw people smile on the street.
Are you a failed radio guy from this market?
No, I didn't do radio in the market.
Well,
you've just now see what
you know, there's no good.
I grew up in Washington.
No, you grew up in Washington.
You have just alienated our largest listening percentage of the audience in Washington. You know what's your problem,
dude? You know
dude?
What? People need to smile. Life's too short.
Well, we're not smiling now.
Well, you guys hang in there. Have faith. Midwest won't let you down.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not worried about the Midwest. I'm worried about you.
We're very successful in the Midwest.
We have no problem with our listeners and the whole process. It's guys like you that muck it up.
Some of our biggest success stories are in the Midwest.
You know, here's
where they are. It's a great area.
Here's the thing. Let me just hip you to what we're doing. We didn't call to speak to you. We called to talk to the receptionist.
We
were going to do a thing about soft rock. She put us through to you. You suddenly look at this as an audition to do your own talk show. You know, just F off.
Well,
really?
Based on the way this is going, maybe I ought to consider that.
Yeah.
Now,
all right. You know, and the threats, my God, more threats to cancel.
What is your problem?
Who's threatening to cancel?
Well, you said, you know, we'll run you at 2 and then, you know, F off.
No, that was you guys who said that.
No, I'm saying, you know, why are you doing this? So, yeah. You are an a-hole!
Listen, I hate general managers.
Run the show.
I know. God, you know, you probably hate those paychecks you get, too.
But you have nothing to do with our paycheck.
Just run the show. Just run the. You sign the contract.
We're,
just run the show. We don't even
run the show.
We don't even mind that you're using us as a Band-Aid now in the middle of the day. But my God, these, you know what credibility must you have with your listeners now? They're listening to you. They're listening to you live on the radio. You're the general manager, and you want to come off like a swinging dick.
Not at all.
And now when
I think we're providing a pretty neat show in the afternoon right now, don't you?
You know, there are moments that our anger with you and our angst with you is very real. And I think people pick up on that because we have had conversations like this in the past. It has not gone well. It has been very awkward. It has been very difficult. I am sure that that is entertaining to a segment of our listening audience. But it takes nothing away from the fact that we are being honest.
We're trying to move away from this now. We didn't call to speak to you.
We wanted to find out when you got on the phone, we wanted to find out, what are you doing? And instead of giving us the straight stuff, you were doing like shtick. And
we're kicking butt and taking names. It's a great
Yeah, because in the last 10 minutes, it's really turned around and all of Des Moines, the water cooler talk in Des Moines is, have you heard this guy on the air with Don and Mike? This is crazy radio.
We just want it straight. We just want it straight. That's all. That's all we want. And really, when we get into trouble is when we don't get it straight.
So why don't you just, what's the regular time?
Just so we know before we get off the car.
The regular time you're planning on running the show in Des Moines on a daily basis. The regular time.
Right now, the regular time is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
And that will change eventually. You said after the first of the year.
What about 7 to 11? Are you going to rerun the show from 7 to 11?
Yes, we're planning to.
Starting tonight?
Beginning, I believe so.
So you see right away you've already contradicted yourself.
Oh, right now, the way it is today. You guys are our guys. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You follow the mayor of Des Moines. That's pretty impressive.
So wait, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and then a rebroadcast?
And then we're rebroadcasting you overnight.
Overnight, okay.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on now. And then when Sean Hannity comes on,
then what do you
we will be on at what when? Time? 7 to 11?
At this point, I don't have a contract, so I can't really give you a straight answer. Mm.
All right. Well, then I believe you may be being honest there.
Good answer.
Yeah. Now, what was the problem with that as opposed to all the stuff from like 10 minutes ago with, well, we'll see what happens.
We might put you on at 2 a.m. if you keep it up.
Idle Washington. Nobody smiles there.
You've listened to the show before in Washington?
Yeah, sure have.
So you know how we feel about management.
I know exactly how you feel about management.
And I
much the way that management probably feels about you.
So. Yeah, you know what? That's fine. I hate the nervous laughter, but that's fine. Yes.
See, but the difference, here's the difference between us. The thing is that really it comes down to talent. And the point is that you can do anything you want on the radio, but if you are able to garner a large audience, that's my point. You can do anything. You can do anything, and guys like
you, I mean, as far as where you're putting the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys like you just drive guys like me nuts. Because I get the letter, and I'm thinking, all right, a little spotlight here on Des Moines, and you've turned this into an awful experience.
Well,
really, you're not a goodwill ambassador for your city, for your radio station.
And you have alienated Washington, D.C.
And you are you are a tool. Our show will probably survive in Des Moines despite you, but we now know exactly where you stand.
You know, there's a possibility your show might actually thrive in Des Moines. So.
Well, we have in that region of the country, the show has done very well.
But not with somebody like you at the helm.
No, it can't possibly. It can't possibly. You're going to do something to muck it up.
Now, listen, you're a general manager, for God's sakes. Shouldn't you be general managing and not kibitzing and trying to get your own talk show?
Exactly. It's the first day on the air with a new format.
Right.
So our receptionist is taking care of the multitude of calls.
Okay, here we go.
We had to give her a break here.
Let some of our listeners talk to this guy. Eric.
Hey, Don, Mike, how's it going, fellas?
Hello, Eric,
my friend.
Hey, you hillbilly ass dick. Listen, don't F with the listeners. P-O-N-S.
Okay, all right. That'll be good. Be calm.
Very clear message, though. Don't F with your listeners.
I think you guys have a good 7-second delay system there.
Mm-hmm. These calls are coming from Iowa, from your home state. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, we're right here.
I usually listen to the Eastern Iowa station and then went over to the Des Moines station, but with this dick, I'm going to go back to the Eastern Iowa station.
Uh-huh.
We just as soon have him move back to Washington.
Well, there you go, sir. There's some market feedback for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm shaking.
See, now, here's the thing. See, you want to be a player.
You want to be, you can't let it go. You got to do, oh yeah, I'm shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why is that? That's like a guy that gets in a ring with Mike Tyson and says, he doesn't look so tough.
You know what? We've hit a home run today. You guys are part of that home run. You ought to enjoy it.
No, listen, I want to say, if your station hit a home run between 2 and 5 p.m., it had nothing to do with you. Nothing, because you've only been on the show for the last 10 minutes. And the only reason you've been entertaining on the show the last 10 minutes is because we've been here.
I would agree with that. That's what you're paid to do. I'm just the general manager.
Right.
So shut up and get off the phone.
There we go. That's
you
perfect.
Guys have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, then.
Bye, then.
That won't
work. I hate him.
God. Another one. Add another one to the list.
It's been a
ladies and gentlemen, I swear.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
We don't. It's
been
real.
A while.
It's real. They're just like that, some of these guys. It has nothing to do with Des Moines. It has everything to do with radio management.
Normally, someone that smarmy is in a bigger market. I don't know what's holding him back.
I know what's holding him back. It's that whole. Look, he's got the whole.
I'm shaking.
Market complex.
He was young.
Yeah.
Too young for the gig.
Ageless. Gets into his Corvette. Big time GM tag on it. Personalized tag. Iowa DJ. Iowa GM. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
As you said, don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with Iowa. Nothing wrong with Des Moines. But right. Listen, that guy is just a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Well, wait a minute. When I was living in Denver, Colorado, I was working for a large restaurant chain, and I was in my early 20s. And the supervisor for the unit in Denver came from Des Moines. And he said he enjoyed coming to Denver more than staying in Des Moines because all the ugly people live in Des Moines.
No, that's not true. See, here's someone who's just reacting to what that guy said.
The guy put disc DC, and that's why that call came in.
Right.
Well, it has nothing. I want to make it very clear. Now more than ever. It has nothing to do with Des Moines.
This show is a home run. This guy's a home run.
Yeah.
Home run. I'd like to.
Hey, I'll put you on at 2 a.m. if you feel that way.
Get you alone with a baseball team. Show you a home run. Jesus Christ.
It's been a home run today.
Yeah. Go hang up the phone and feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Feel good about yourself. And you know what the people you work with at the station are saying behind your back? They made you look like an idiot.
I'm not saying it behind his back.
They're all laughing right now. Did you hear that? Oh, my God.
Boy, you know, don't you think, isn't it wonderful when we go a long time without having that kind of a conversation to really have all of our beliefs, our total belief system in radio reinforced?
We didn't go looking for a fight.
No, we started out with Scott Farkas. Funny name, fantastic. Yeah. Then it was all the, hey, I'm gonna be a wiseacre.
We just want to talk to the lady up front, you know, the director of first impressions. Oh my God, you're ruining a holiday.
It's Veterans Day. Oh, and everybody's heard about the bird.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods, what's going on?
Hi, Jason in Buffalo. You know what I like about Buffalo? You know what I like about Buffalo?
What?
I couldn't tell you who the program director is in Buffalo or the general manager.
Isn't that great?
Couldn't tell you.
But we'll remember Scott Farkas.
We sure will. What can we do for you?
And incidentally, perfect name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good made up.
And I bet he does have yellow eyes.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just had a point. It really sucks that they're only broadcasting Don and Mike 2 to 5 because their listeners miss them being a tool.
What was that again?
What?
Yeah, the listeners in Des Moines. Yeah. They missed you guys making that guy look like a tool.
Oh, no. They heard it.
Yeah, it's Central Time.
No, it's live today.
It's not 5 there yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Four.
All right, thank
nice
you.
Try.
Yeah.
Thank you, S.
Bye-bye, thank you. And no better way to end this segment than with someone who wants to defend the guy in Iowa.
Says, perfect. Can't imagine.
That I'm being unfair.
Oh, of course.
Mike.
Yes, I'm really not defending him. I just think you're being too mean to the poor schmuck. He lives in Iowa. You gotta give the guy a break.
No, we don't.
What do you do?
What is it? What the F you? What kind of world is it? You gotta give the guy a break because he lives in Iowa?
Nothing wrong with living in Iowa.
A lot of upstanding people live in Iowa.
I have met people from Iowa. I swear to God, I have great respect for that area. I really do.
I got news for you.
Based on people I've met all over the country from Iowa.
And Iowa babes.
There's douchebags everywhere.
That's right.
I'm just a douche. Do you have something, Buzz, or you...
I do. I have a little breaking news. It's going to make you a little sad.
Oh, wow. You know, I could really pop that balloon right now.
Of course you could. You want to do it?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it.
You know the breaking news?
For all I know, he might be a veteran.
It's Veterans Day. Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
First word of the story is veteran. I'll tell Mike and the listeners, veteran actor Art Carney has died at the age of 85.
That's it. Cancel the show.
Norton.
That's it. Cancel
Art
the show.
Art Carney.
Cancel the show. That's, I can't take the Des Moines guy and Art Carney in the same day.
I'm sorry. If I'd known that.
That's it, Buzz.
Would have held it back.
Cancel the show. Got a break.
Hey, Ralphie boy.
Got a break.
Hey, Ralph. Hey, Ralph, Scott Farkas is an ass.
And you know, he doesn't want to be buried. Right. He doesn't want to be cremated. He wants to be turned into chili con carne. Oh, thank you. That's an all-purpose.
Fantastic.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Man would let me have it right across the puss.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Nice! The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to listen to this Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, but if you would give Mike and I just 60 seconds.
Okay.
Just 60 seconds to make a phone call.
Right. We've been kind of in and out of behind the scenes today, and I think it's the kind of behind the scenes that people like.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, like before, just railing about stuff, we're complaining about stuff that matters. You know, we were on in Philadelphia for a while, and then they canceled us. And, you know, we went through the whole, everybody who listened to the show heard the fight that went on. And we actually, even by other people's standards, but more importantly by our standards, we took the high road.
Mm-hmm.
We came back from whatever it was when they had us off the air and we'd been fired in Philadelphia, even though contractually they still had to run the show.
Supposed to.
We just let it go. And then Tim, the program director, went out in the trades and said, in the trade magazines, and was quoted as saying, it's a great day for Philadelphia radio, that, you know, now that we're gone, WYSP will be able to offer rock all day. Because this is the giant problem that we are the albatross that is dragging WYSP down.
That's right. And you know, in so many words, that's what he said about us. And you know, we always had that stick in our craw. And we vowed at that point that we would do something that we've really never done when we've been on and gone in a market. We haven't lingered on it. We've actually just kind of moved forward. But this is one exception to the rule because it was very personal to us. We really felt that we weren't given a fair shake in Philadelphia. And we thought that when they canceled us in Philly, we would keep an eye on the ratings and see how they're doing without us.
Good. So now they have, for the first time, a rating. It's a three-month trend. It's not the actual winter book or fall book, but it's a three-month trend that includes July, August, and September. All months in which we were gone from WYSP.
Okay.
And let's see, WYSP.
How are they doing?
Let me go back a year.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, station had a 4.5. Then station had a bad book, so did we, down to a 3.3 in the winter. Then in the spring, this past spring, it was up to a 3.8.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the summer, it was a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking, well, something must be going on here. And as it turns out, what they lost the 1 month out of the summer. Anyway, when they finally got to just music, not us, WYSP has skyrocketed from a 4.2 to a 3.8. So we're just going to call Tim.
Tell him we're watching.
Yeah. Just leave him a message.
I'd be glad to hear from you.
Yeah, sure. Because he's a classy guy. Yeah, he's really a super, super classy guy.
Absolutely.
He handled our departure with kid gloves.
Great.
Really made us feel great.
Charm.
So now I got to... yes, Tim Sabian, please. Can I just get his voicemail? Is he still there, or just going to get his voicemail? Yeah, well, you just go ahead and ring back there. Just go ahead and ring him. Just ring him. Can I talk to him? Can you bring me back to his office? Thank you. Ah, here we go. And who knows? Maybe Tim will pick up.
You never know.
I'll just be able to say nice trend. Y'all, hey, Tim. Don Geronimo. How you doing? Nice trend. Yeah, bye. Now, I would have...
he was there, huh?
Yeah, I cool. would have put his voice on
what did
here.
He say when you said nice trend?
He said, yeah. Yeah. And then I just hung up on it. So, and Tim, before you go crying to somebody at the company about this, why don't you think about some of the things you've done that we've not mentioned on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Timmy. Okay, Tim. There's no bigger supporter of your show in Philadelphia than me, Tim Sabian. I'd hate for this to be your legacy.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, Tim, now we can say it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate for it to be your legacy.
Yeah.
That you canceled us because you were sure you could get better ratings with a box of records.
Right.
And now... you're down. You're down lower than when we were on. Tim, who are you going to use as a scapegoat this time?
Let's see what happens. Will it be Cousin Ed?
Who can you blame it on, Tim? You've researched the music. You know Coldplay's hot as hell.
So, pardon our pettiness, but we had to do
that's
that.
It. Well, that's all we
good
had.
Good thing he went to barber college.
There you right. go. So, anyway, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was, man.
That's big fun.
That was great fun.
Absolutely.
That really was. Nice trend. Nice trend. And, you know, normally you don't bust somebody's balls on a trend because it's part of a three-month process.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But in this case, you do.
And if by some, you know, miracle, they come back up, we won't do that on the radio.
No.
We won't let you know.
Oh, really?
It's more fun this way.
Sure.
Because it's petty and it's fun and you know, and he was mean.
Yes, he was.
He was. And I had a conversation. Well, I'll tell you this one. I had a conversation with him a couple of weeks ago. Because I got friends that work in Philadelphia. And one of them called me up and said, hey, you know who Tim's got on YSP doing middays for a day or a couple of days? This comedian that had been on with Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I said, what's that got to do with me? And he said, well, you know, he was talking about you guys today.
Mm.
And I said, really? On WYSP? What did the guy say? And my friend John said, well, he was talking about the D.C. sniper and said that he knows of two fat jerks that he wished the guy would have killed who live in Washington.
Isn't that nice?
And, you know, obviously that's, you know, a dig at us. And there was, you know, no big... I called Tim up and I, you know... And I didn't even bring to his attention the fact, you know, that the FCC is looking into this whole Opie and Anthony thing. And I said yesterday, and I do mean it, they should just, the company should let them go. They didn't do anything. I hate those guys, but they didn't do anything wrong. They just did a show that the stupid management approved.
Right.
And the management guys got fired, so now they should let those guys do whatever they want. But Tim was a funny one, because I called him up, and he, you know, Tim Sabian. Tim, Don Geronimo. Say, I heard from my friend that blah, 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 that you've got this guy on, and that he was, you know, say, I said, Tim, you know, we've been cool with you. We've not gone on the air and bashed you or WYSP, and now you're putting this guy on the air, this guy who's tied to Opie and Anthony. He's saying that he wishes the sniper would have killed us. And here's what Tim said. Here's proactive management.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? I swear to Christ, that's what he said. What do you want me to do? I said, I don't want you to do anything. I just want to tell you, it said, I think I'm a stand-up guy, and I thought you were a stand-up guy from our days in Chicago, and I just think that, you know, I gave him the whole lecture. You treated us unfairly at YSP. That's fine. We're done with it. But now it's like we're done with it. Not only did you come out with a press release the next day virtually saying to the radio industry that WYSP was back because we are gone.
Right.
That finally you can, I remember his quote now, finally you can leave WYSP on all day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why not?
What's that say?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, what does that say?
He hated Don and Mike.
Right.
So it's pretty good. Pretty good.
So that was that. That's the reason for it. I hope we gave you enough background on that.
That's all.
And we take it personally. You know, when you do a syndicated radio show and you're on in a lot of markets all over the country, you can't take it all personally. You can't take everything personally. Anybody that knows us, even Scott Farkas, and I'll say this, you know, we're in our cars. Scott Farkas is a
member. He's already off the radar.
That's not personal.
He was just part of the show today.
But I will tell you something. This Philadelphia situation and the way we were treated in that city by that man is completely personal.
Yeah, this was different.
So you must indulge us, because this is really not like when we complained before.
Right. That was a sweet phone call.
This is not like that. This is This is happy mean-spiritedness.
That's the best kind.
If that makes sure. sense at all to you.
And you know, we're all connected. Buzz, Rob, everybody mm-hmm. associated with this show. We all put a lot into that. We really did.
We
paid a lot of attention to it. We really wanted to make it work. We wanted to win up there. We really did. And our hands were tied like they've been tied in some other markets.
Okay.
And it's just sweet.
We're fine with it. Mm-hmm. We're fine with it. You know, everything works out in the end.
It does.
Everything works out in the end. Nice first month.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure WYSP is going to rebound because Tim is so scary smart, picking the records in the right rotation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Amen.
He's got, you know, Metallica. AC December,
mm-hmm.
whatever, Rocktober,
right.
whatever you want, he's got it.
Hey, and if it doesn't work out, Tim, there's always Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello there, Don and Mike show, because I bet he's hot, because he's probably, well, first off, I would guess he would know that I wouldn't put him on the air without his permission.
Right, yeah.
But
he might not know.
Or maybe he thought I was just calling him to bust his balls.
Right.
Wait till the word gets back to him that at least my part of the conversation was on the air.
Right.
You know, then he'll call me and go, hey, man, I thought we were friends, man.
Right, right, exactly.
Right, yeah. Me too, Tim, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Matching Buicks.
What's that? What? What is?
Tell you another time.
He'll
okay,
know.
Very good.
He'll know.
I'll tell you another time.
All right.
Hello. I told you, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'll tell you.
Really?
It's really nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Just something for him.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oh, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Pretty good.
We didn't ask, but what can we do for you?
I'm just calling regarding an article in the Toronto Gazette out of Canada here.
Yeah.
Canada.
All right, about what?
Title, Canada Sucks, says U.S. Shock Jocks. Written by Ty Domi. Goes on to say...
Ty Domi, like the former NHL player?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Hockey fan here, ladies and gentlemen.
Does it mention us?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It goes on to say U.S. Shock Jocks, Don Geronimo, and Michael Mara. From the Don and Mike Show, syndicated to Buffalo from Washington.
Uh-huh. More great news for the show today. All right, go ahead. What's it say?
Quoted on a number of occasions saying derogatory remarks about Canadians.
All right, Canadians need to grow a set, okay?
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Are you saying that Ty Domi, the former NHL like enforcer, the goon, Ty Domi, is now writing for a newspaper?
Yeah, it's just a local paper.
He must be speaking and someone else must be writing.
Ty Domi, let me tell you something. Ty Domi, of all the guys that I've watched in the last 20 years, I mean, there are maybe three, but, you know, of a guy that would fall into the category of, man, I'd much rather have him write a newspaper article than meet him on the street if he's pissed off at us.
Yeah. Better him than his brother, you know, me kangaroo down sport.
Oh, my God.
So what does it say? What have we said about Canada that's so bad?
I'm still dealing with that.
Keep going.
On Friday, November 7th, Michael Mara was quoted as saying, actor Kiefer Sutherland couldn't read because he went to school in Canada.
That's a misquote.
Not true.
Maybe.
You don't recall saying that on Friday?
No.
All right, go ahead. What else does it say?
And then it just goes on to say the Don and Mike Show has been broadcast through WBF for several months and has taken the place of the highly popular Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I use the ball buster trying to work that in because their show was not highly popular.
Now,
they've been fired for a year and a half. Was that your awful attempt to try to work? I've already said their names myself on the show today.
I know you did.
Before your phone call.
I heard that.
So what's the point, dude?
Not the point is, the only reason why you guys are on in Buffalo is because Opie and Anthony went off the air.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only reason we have lives, because Opie and Anthony went off the air. Well, I believe you heard us say that we, and I know I speak for Mike, we wish those guys could get back on the air. Infinity shouldn't have fired them. Bring them back on. Put them on in Buffalo. Put them on in Washington. Put them on in Des Moines. Put them on where we're on. We'll take care of them. And you, my friend, you're just a pussy. You know, if you wanted just to argue, you could have called and just argued, you know.
Hey, Don? I'm not calling to argue. I just wanted to get
on. Yeah, Joe. Here. Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, Joe.
Jordan, you're here.
Joe.
Yeah?
That'll be enough out of Canada, sir. No more Canadians on the Donovan Show. You don't even live in our country.
Joe.
I'm sure he's Canadian.
Joe. So that's it.
I don't think he's Canadian.
I don't even care. That's it for Canada. All right, go away, Canada.
No,
he
wrong,
likes Canada.
Wrong, God damn it. Not because one a-hole. I mean, I don't think he's from Canada.
Yeah, I agree.
Who cares? Bye-bye.
Jesus.
You know you should call. Are you still there, dummy? Call Tim Sabian.
Yeah.
He loves Opie and Anthony. He can't wait for them to come back. Really? I'm serious. He's like holding his radio station hostage, waiting for them to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Keep waiting.
Maybe this guy could get a Buick.
Keep waiting.
Somebody's going to share with me the Buick story. I swear to God.
They're matching Buicks. Matching Buicks.
Right.
Rob, Jesus Christ, I want to get this Arnold thing on today.
Well, I'm ready when you are.
I know you're ready.
What happened? What's happened to the time?
What happened? I don't know. It's one of those shows. And now we got another guy from Canada. Now, this time, it says calling from outside Toronto. So Buffalo is close to Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it was like Vancouver, we'd be getting goofed because we know Seattle.
Yes,
we're on different
time.
Right. Okay. Hello?
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 Hey, guys.
You got me. you got me. I'm all wound up. Okay. I'm all wound up.
Hey, Tom, how you spell Canada?
I don't know.
Okay. Tom, take us to break. We got to go.
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Reporting northbound Fairfax County Parkway at Route 7. They're also checking Lee Highway, Old Lee Highway, Fairfax Circle for a wreck. South of 95, Lane Road, nearly a wreck cleared. Chat is brought to you by Giant Food, where this week the freshest, most tender USDA choice boneless chuck or round roast is just half price. With your bonus card, only at Giant. Here abruptly, Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Tom?
Yeah?
What's the matter today, Tom?
What?
Our traffic lady's pretty, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
What'd you like to do to her, Tom? Never mind. Bye, Tom.
Hey.
What?
Bye, Tom.
Tom, we don't have time.
KFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Hey, Charlie!
Here I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
The Don and Mike Show. Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
I know I sold it on yesterday's show. We didn't get to it. Tomorrow, I'm just writing down some notes for tomorrow. The Jerry Lewis tapes.
Yes.
Right. It's like a running joke. But really, tomorrow,
right. We'll get it.
You remember from the... From the thing for the crippled kids that he had like 2 months ago.
Back to Labor Day. Yeah.
The telephone, yeah. That'll be on tomorrow's show.
Uh-huh. Very good.
And there's an Andy of Mayberry show on tonight, a reunion show.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure tomorrow we'll hear about the gay side of Mayberry with Floyd the Barber.
Good. I believe that was the debut of the Secret Handshake Club, right?
You are correct.
And that started in Mayberry. And, you know, if you think this is all fuzzy and sweet tonight when you're watching that reunion show of the Andy Griffith Show, just remember that Mayberry had a double life.
It was a dark side, a brown side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the T3 comes out today on DVD. And, you know, we're suckers for Arnold Schwarzenegger talking.
Absolutely. We find that about as entertaining as anything.
He's the funniest dumb guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Funnier than any of the radio executives you've either heard or not heard on the show today.
This
guy is really great, and what we're going to do is roll it now because it has Arnold's commentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently this is in the background when they're watching the movie.
So here we go. Roll it, Rob. Right. Let's get it right from the very beginning where he says, hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, this is the commentary, not the intro.
Oh, can we hear the intro one more time?
We'll have to change discs.
All right, never mind. Roll with it. We'll probably do it tomorrow as well.
Very good.
But just give you a little treat, a little sneak peek.
A taste.
Are you getting it?
I'm not getting anything. Is it on this one right here? Oh, is it BTS?
Hey, no. Keeps him off your back?
No, not bad.
No?
Should be there.
A little bit of a picture of what the future holds.
Oh,
and
can
then
you back it up?
Have the main story play at the present time.
Ah, you see, I had it on 4 instead of 7.
Ah.
7.
Number 7
the important thing...
I think if you listen very closely to this, you'll detect a slight accent.
Roll it, Robbie.
It's coming into her commentary. But other than that, the actors were recorded each on their own, and they've been edited together for this track.
The future.
I think that the important thing in this movie was to go and develop an entirely new story, but at the same time keep the elements that people enjoyed so much in the first... in the second movie. And it was very clear that people really enjoyed a lot the whole concept of going to the future and seeing a little bit of a picture of what the future holds and then always have the main story play at the present time. And I think that is what we try to do in this film. And I thought that the writers were very brilliant with that, the way they presented the
brilliant.
Speech right in the beginning with this flashbacks and dreams.
Can
and,
you pause it for a second?
This kind of
crazy shoot out some flashbacks.
He's talking about Terminator 3, okay?
Right.
He's talking about a shoot-em-up CGI... But that's part of the brilliance of this guy. That,
absolutely.
That's why you good people in California elected him your governor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who am I to argue with that?
He's doing something that all actors do when they're talking about their projects, but he sounds funnier doing it.
Yeah, Mike.
That's exactly.
Exactly.
Crystallized.
It's like the crap that they all do.
Taking themselves too seriously, self-congratulatory statements that are just so full of it.
Thank you for crystallizing it. Andy's dumb.
Right. It's just fun, because you'll get a lot of the flashbacks, the crazy shootouts. You're getting that already.
Okay, roll it, Robbie.
That they used, because people really enjoy to see a little bit about what the future holds. Or what it could have been if there would have been a nuclear war, for instance. You know, what would it have looked like? Mm-hmm. How would Los Angeles just deteriorate and disintegrate? And, you know, it kind of plays with the people a little bit that you feel like, okay, this is happening right now, but then you find out that it was just a dream when John Connor wakes up and, in shock and horror. That method was used, I think, throughout the film, which I thought was a very good way of getting to the future and back to the present time. There was long discussions about who should be the next adversary for Terminator, for the T-800 model, for my model, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when the idea came up of using a female Terminator, I said to myself, "Oh, this is great, because now we have something different."
Then
I just have to see mine.
I just have to know something.
T-800
I'm thinking
model.
About tomorrow's show. We got plenty of time here. But does he do this for the whole movie?
No, he's in and out with the other cast members. So I've not watched it, but apparently...
Okay, I'm just wondering... God, I can't imagine we're not going to come back to this tomorrow. All right, roll it. Let's hear more of our... I'm loving
the body
this.
Arriving every time when I come back from the future to the present time. Let's have a sexy girl for a change.
Yeah.
Arrive from the future to the
there
present
you go.
Time. With a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure and great physical appearance and beautiful face. And luckily we found such a woman, Kristanna Loken. Was that woman, and she's extraordinary.
Her? I'm Nick Stahl. I play the role of John Connor in Terminator 3.
Hi, loser.
Originally, when the movie started, in
shut up.
In
we want to hear Arnold.
There wasn't much of a script available, and I heard that they were doing the movie, and
come on. Yeah,
and I'm an actor.
This would be focusing
on...
Shut up!
Stop that.
It's
veterans.
I went to everybody's head.
And now this.
My agent told me, and with my size and my physique and voice, they thought that
we might have to. We might.
I don't mind listening to her.
We might have to go through this and just isolate the Arnold.
Can I listen to her some more?
Yeah, sure. Oh, is that
the strangest audition you've ever had? And it definitely was.
Is this the girl Terminator?
I hope so.
And up until the point of where we were at our premiere in Tokyo last week, he said, you know, things just don't get, they just don't get any more normal. They just keep getting stranger when we're in this stadium full of 6,000 people, you know, just cheering for Arnold and the movie and the franchise.
And then I felt him touch my nipple.
So after that,
we're on the set, and Arnold comes up from behind me.
Training personally,
I didn't even know what hit me.
Job just to get comfortable with some punches and kicks. And
suddenly he cupped both my breasts in his hands.
In body position.
And I believe he was
film, I started really
pressing
training. I started
himself.
With a nutritionalist. I wanted to
I'm attacking a big white bitch.
Muscle mass properly, which I did, about 15 pounds of it.
Come on, where's our guy?
The foods were really important. They're really
easy. Stop it. The things
so, did we get the pleaty lady with
things that come out of this lady's mouth?
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
And they walked up in back of her.
I think they're telling each other, oh, that's a great idea to check out where you get that done. So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept. Because there's some guys that like little breasts, and there's some guys that like big
back
breasts.
Back it up! Yeah. Did he say breast or press?
Breast. He's talking about inflating and deflating your breasts.
Right.
What, did they do that in the Terminator thing?
Terrible.
I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like...
Go back further,
with guys.
Wow. I thought he's talking about the press. He's talking about the breasts.
The breasts.
Horses and keeping...
All right,
let it roll. Just let it roll.
Just saw what happened as I was rewinding it. The female Terminator gets pulled over by a policeman,
And in order to avoid a ticket, she actually inflates her breasts.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, let's hear Arnold describe that great moment of movie magic.
Muscles taut and allowing them to move independently of one another.
Where's our guy?
He's coming.
Dummy? Governor? Governor Dummy? We talk about the breasts, sir. Mr. Governor. The breasts? Arnold.
This scene with the enlargement of the breasts was fantastic. Because, again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts, then so be it. I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately you saw women sitting there telling each other, "says, oh, that's a great idea. You have to check out where you get that done, so you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command." It's a whole new concept.
He's excited.
Some guys did like little breasts, and there's some guys that like big breasts. So wouldn't it be nice if you can play both sides, you know, sometimes even simultaneously.
This is Jonathan, and I'm here.
That's pay dirt
that's
right there.
The price of admission.
Fantastic. And, you know, the people who ran his campaign have got to have seen that and said, we're fine with that.
Right.
Let that go out into the general public.
Listen, how excited he gets when he talks about the breasts. Inflate them, deflate them. And I then, like them all sizes. They're gropable.
Middle of the night.
And I like his dumb logic that the guys will like it because the breasts, they get big and small, and guys like big and small. And the women, they like it because they says it can make them bigger and smaller.
Where can we get that done?
Depending on what the guy wants, where do we get that done?
That is to be willing to shoot in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Shut up.
One of the other challenges I remember here is that there's no cell phone reception.
Shut up!
Here. And so we have
somebody. It's Veterans Day. Oh, everybody burn. About the burn.
Shooting phone scenes is always tremendously challenging. Because
just my money here. Yeah. And it was my money that bought this thing.
Yeah.
Less of these other people and more Arnold.
Yeah. Please.
I resent them.
One of the things I liked about that scene is that...
Oh, God.
Shut up!
Can you fast forward around? Because there's just too much of John Connor and the other lady.
The thing that
such
I like
emotional
is the breast. Shut up, I'm talking. Don't talk, director. This, the way they put to the breasts. Did you use in all those things? Okay. And not only the training, but also stepped up.
Yeah, you got to back it up a little bit. I know it's hard doing it here with the remote control. You just got to back it up. Let us just hear what other nugget he has for us. Man.
The breasts. Not necessarily competition shape, because I was in none of the other Terminators in competition shape, but it was important to have a great shape so that, you know, that people really feel like this is the same body as we have seen, therefore it's from the same mold, and it sells the whole thing about being the same Terminator much better. I started training.
Mm-hmm.
I remember 3 months before we started this scene,
not enough.
Before we worked on this scene and shot this scene,
Victor.
I started 3 months before then with extensive training, and I started working out, I remember, an hour a day. I went then within a few days to 2 hours a day. The following week, I was up to 2.5, sometimes 3 hours a day of working out. Doing again, you know, the supersets, going from one exercise to the next, lifting heavier weights, doing more repetitions.
He's so funny just to listen to.
On the weights and on the exercise and the way the form that you use in all those things. And not only the training, but also stepped up the cardiovascular training. I remember the stretching exercises. Then doing the fights and the various different stunt rehearsals and all that. And then watching exactly what I eat. The key thing was to burn body fat, to get my body fat content, you know, down from around 14% what it was before I started with the training, to go down again to 8% of what it was 10 years ago when I did Terminator 2. Also, it was 20 years ago when I did Terminator 1. So to get the body weight down to 8% was a key thing, because that's what makes you look muscular and all that, and to make the skin thin and all that. So that was the objective, to train hard, then to get ready for that one day.
How do I make my skin thin?
In a shoot. I felt like this is the competition day. This is the time when there's the Mr. Universe or the Mr. Olympia. So that's what I concentrated on. And sure enough, when I got to that day when we shot the scene, I weighed the same. Yeah. I weighed around 223 pounds or so. And weighed pretty much the same as I did in Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. And maybe with 2 pounds difference.
Fascinating.
I felt like I reached the kind of goal that I had set for myself. Then when I looked at the film, I felt relieved. I felt like I've done it.
I felt a relief.
And it was acceptable. And we moved on from there. But, I mean, there was a lot of pressure on that scene.
Well, so I listened to that commentary.
The physical development.
That is
stupid, does, sir.
That is positively brilliant.
You got to turn it off. And listen, I don't know if that translates. That is our guilty pleasure. That
oh, it's sure. No, it believe me, it translates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can sit
the
and...
The belly fat went down from the 8% down to the and the thing and all that.
And the breath.
And the and those things.
We will listen to more of it tomorrow.
We will.
Promise we
will. Dankeschön.
How great is that?
Bitteschön. And then the inflatable breasts and the things.
Can you find the breast part? Is that easily findable again? To rehear that one more time while we go to the newsroom and buzz here?
And all those things.
It's helping me, I'll tell you that.
I'll say that.
It's helping me. It's like a little tutorial.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought he was talking about the press.
No, not the breast.
The breast.
It's the accent. The breast and those things.
The breast.
And all that.
I'll be back. Have you seen him in the commercials where he looks right in the camera? You know, it's available now. I'll be back.
Governor. Hey, California, how you feeling?
Governor Hitler.
It's a pretty quick scene, but I mean, then...
You got it? No. All right, hold on. Let me do the other thing here, Robbie.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Beer Bolton.
One man found a way
Dime.
To bring good news to his people.
Dime, Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
Oh, you got it there, Rob?
Finding it.
Buzz, what's your lead today on the news in the comments?
Funny, the made-for-TV movie about Jessica Lynch never mentioned topless dancing.
Oh, right. That's on tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or it was, yeah.
All right, or no, the TV movie tonight is
right.
The Diane Sawyer interview.
That's right. That's
not
right.
To be confused with tomorrow on the Today Show, which is the first live interview.
Really?
See, they're all promoting it in different ways. Mm-hmm. I've heard it...
it's Veterans Day.
Forgot that.
Yeah. And those things...
Oh, what happened to the... We got so much stuff going on here.
Lots of plates spinning right now.
I want everybody's heard about the bird.
And those things.
All right, you got it? Let's hear it one more time, Robbie. Here we go.
Big breasts. Then so be it. I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately you saw women sitting there telling each other, "Now that's a great idea. You have to check out where you get that done." So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept. Because there's some guys that like little breasts and there's some guys that like big breasts. So wouldn't it be nice if you can play both sides?
You're governor.
Sometimes even simultaneously.
Governor Schwarzenegger. Yes, very good.
Hello.
Who is doing
anyway,
first...
So, Buzz, I'm sorry about that.
Don't be.
And your story had something to do with Veterans Day.
It's Veterans Day. Everybody's heard about the
topless Jessica Lynch.
Right. Okay, everybody. That's in the news show. Stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that was very...
professional in those things.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A lifestyle-oriented program. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. It's a regional coast-to-coast show.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Time for Buzz's news and comments.
Yep.
Buzz brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. DeBella. Clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888 try. VMAX. Two things very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We've not talked a lot about Yank It on today's show.
No, we really haven't, and we're not doing our jobs.
I just wanted to point out, though, that if you could bring the microphone down here for a second.
All right.
I don't think we have a winning ticket for this, but if you had, on its own, one of the panels that goes into the
board
console,
the console,
right?
Yeah,
that hides the equipment.
Yeah, if you had the panel with e operator computer box,
right,
and something called the Matchbox High Pro Interface Amplifier,
uh-huh.
If you had this piece
falling off.
Falling off.
Yeah.
Go to your local.
Nearly decapitating your toe.
Go to yank it and congratulations.
Claim your prize.
Because you have won a night of sex with Sandra Bullock.
Look at that.
Look at, and Ellie, this is how big it is.
Yeah, that's huge. That looks like it could cause some pain.
Mike.
Hey, Don's talking through the little slot. The little air vent grate.
Right. Yeah.
Do the thing like the guy did in the movie. Come push your breast against.
You're talking about, of course, Midnight Express.
The window.
Billy, please!
Because in this gigantic piece of board, there's I guess there's ventilation.
A grate.
Yeah, so it doesn't get overheated.
There you go. Well, it just fell off.
Yeah, that's not good.
That could have done some damage.
You could have been killed.
The engineers don't like it when I mention that, but I know everybody goes to yank and he gets the ticket. So
yeah, absolutely.
If you got the ticket.
If you got the ticket, give us a call.
Enjoy the sex with Sandra Bullock. And last thing is, there is a guy who has been waiting on the phone now 2 hours 23 minutes.
Oh, sucker.
2 hours and 23 minutes. This is a record for today's show.
Is this, do you have any identification as to what he wants to talk about?
Just says Baltimore.
Okay.
He's from Baltimore. Richard.
Yes.
Richard. Don't hide from your feelings. Richard, you've been waiting for over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly wait for 2 hours for anything?
I have no idea. I'm a complete idiot, okay?
What have you been so hot to try to talk about that you would wait for over 2 hours?
Well, Don brought up telemarketers things.
Uh-huh.
Yes, right. Yeah, you're right.
2 hours and 20 minutes ago,
right?
Yeah, well, I bought a device called Telezapper here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it wiped it, got rid of most of the telemarketers that called here. Uh-huh. Crazy.
Right. Let me, how do you, is that 1P or 2?
Telezapper.
Mm-hmm.
2Ps.
And is you were just offering that to help us out here?
Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Could you hold on until we're done with the show so I can get the information from you?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
When someone actually
good product.
Will wait and talk to me after the show.
Very good.
If it was me, I spell Telezapper with one
thing. Joe could get the information for you, and he could send that guy on his way.
No, Mike, I like talking to our listeners
firsthand,
one-on-one.
And that listener should know you don't always get to calls right as soon as the show ends, so he may have to hold on for a while.
Well, I got to wind down after
mm-hmm. Right,
right.
I got to wind down.
Maybe just a minute or two.
Yeah, anyway.
It's midnight. You think he's coming on the line?
So call number 7. That's private for me.
Yeah.
And don't anybody, and leave that there.
Don't let it go.
Tell Ron and Fez. Unless I let them know, line number 7.
That's yours.
That one's for me.
Off that's you, baby.
Ronnie and Aunt Fezzi can use all of the other lines, but line 7, that one's for me.
That one's special.
Anyway, let me mention, Richard, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Great. Hang on, my friend. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. When American soldier Jessica Lynch was a prisoner of war, she physically fought off the doctor who tried to amputate her leg. Her biography, which is excerpted in the new issue of Time magazine, tells how she was wheeled into an operating room after doctors did all they could to fix her 10 broken bones. When she heard the doc say he was going to amputate her leg, she screamed and shook her head violently, even while a nurse was trying to cover her face with an anesthetic mask. Eventually, she made her point and was wheeled back to her room with both legs. The Iraqis apparently wanted to remove the leg to make it easier to ship her to Baghdad for the making of a propaganda video. Iraqis are disputing the American claim that Jessica was sexually assaulted during her captivity.
Aye, aye, aye.
Hustler magazine, meanwhile, says it has pictures of Jessica Lynch frolicking topless with male soldiers before she left for Iraq.
I just wanted to make...
How you doing, Larry?
Yeah, I'm not patriotic. I just want my pen
right. If the story is right, though, Larry's a hero. Isn't he kind of in a way in this, Buzz?
I think so.
How does that work, Don? I think that sounds like a big bunch of BS.
A spokesman for Jessica called this unspeakable. Quoting him, leave it to Larry Flint to do something like this.
It's an unspeakable crime.
This little girl had knocker.
And I sure wish we could get them all to inflate them and deflate them.
But Jessica's spokesman also says that if Jessica can survive being a prisoner of war, she can survive anything. Flint says the pictures will be on newsstands the first week in January.
Oh, now hold on. See, this is different than the story I heard earlier today.
Yeah,
I heard that Larry Flint... And I guess I saw it on the Today Show, maybe.
Okay. Right.
The story at that time at 9 o'clock this morning was Larry Flint had the pictures, but had decided that he was not going to publish them.
Oh, really?
That's why I said to you, Buzz, maybe Larry's the hero here.
Yeah,
but
no,
that's my Larry.
He's my hero.
Okay, because he's going to show the picture.
I tell you, it's good to be the hero. I'll print anything. I'm a smut.
And, you know, and for my money, you wait 4 or 5 years. How old is Elizabeth Smart? How old is she?
I don't know.
Was she like 13, something like that?
No, she's older than that.
She's older than that?
Oh, Elizabeth Smart? Oh, no, I don't know.
Anyway. I know what you're going to say. 13. Don't worry. We're all over that.
That'd be a great spread, too.
Yeah, we're all over that.
No, you are.
Yeah, that's what I do.
She's 14. 14. Incidentally, our...
4 years from now.
Our expert on this topic, Charles Broyhill, just weighed in on the secret headphones to say it's actually 4 years.
Four years.
That was Joe Arden.
Oh, that was Joe. Oh, about that, Charlie.
Yeah, they're all perverted.
How did you know that?
Yeah,
Joe, how did you know?
Hey, wait, somebody just talked to me in my headphones.
What did he say?
It was Mike O'Mara. He said he's going to kick all your asses.
Why?
Because he's got his two daughters and it makes him angry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I'm Larry Flint.
That's right. You're Larry.
Well, let me just see how Joe knew that she was 14.
Yeah. It was probably on TV, but
maybe.
You're calling the wrong number because it's not ringing back here.
Down 467. I'd like to
know. There it goes. Let me see. Hold on. Is that you?
No, that's the hotline ring.
I tell you, what's wrong with this stuff? Everything's going haywire.
I don't know. Hello?
My wheelchair doesn't work.
Hotline.
Oh, no.
She's at least 15, according to her movie on Sunday.
Ah.
I saw her 15th birthday happen on the movie, and she might be older than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem when your wife works. Look at your watch right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is? This is not time to be calling in and chatting with Daddy on the
What's
radio.
What's the time for?
This is the time
I'm gone.
Dinner
I'm gone.
On
I'm
the table at
no dinner. No, I don't cook anymore. I didn't tell you the new rule.
No cooking.
No cooking.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Thank you, sir. She's 15.
She's at least 15. She turned 15 while she was taken, so I know she's at least 15.
And
all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, baby.
Hi, Frida.
Let me ask you something, just because it's funny to ask you this, because I haven't asked you so long. How was work today?
You know, work takes up a lot of time, I'm realizing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a lot more free time before work.
I understand. Welcome to my world.
I don't know about real life. I have to get back to you.
All right, honey. I'll see you when I get home.
Still out. Okay. Bye, sweetie.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. She go in the magazine for me.
My wife?
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
That'd be a big seller. Wives, a radio star.
Larry Flint says his picture showed Jessica Lynch cavorting topless with two men stationed with her at Fort Bliss, Texas.
It's Bliss.
Last spring. She's wearing just jeans in one picture and...
It's Veterans Day.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
And she's wearing just a thong in the other picture.
Really?
God bless her. And Larry swears it's her, quoting him, "You think I'm going to publish nude pics that aren't her? I like owning my magazine."
Hey.
Yeah, a little jab at Bob Guccione there.
There you go.
Yeah, Bob got sued for printing some pictures that weren't real.
So that's his way of saying it's real.
Yeah, that's right.
It's real.
Michael Jackson wants to adopt more kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, right. Right after Rosie O'Donnell. Let's give him some more.
That's what MSNBC is reporting. And Jacko recently told L.A. DJ Rick Dees... He told Rick, "I want a big family, more and more children."
This is Chef Boyardee's.
God. You think that was a softball situation when he went on Dees?
You know it was.
Rick Dees in the morning. I'm here with the king of pop, Michael Jackson. Michael, tell me something.
Hello, Rick.
Michael, tell me.
I want more babies.
Everybody on Orange County's number one hit music station, Kiss FM, wants to know.
I want more babies.
Michael, why do you make such a great... Father, if you could have another baby, would you?
I would, Rick. I would love to adopt. Hi, Rick. I would like to adopt more and more babies and just have lots of children. It makes me giggles.
Jacko says he wants even more kids than his father had. His father had 9.
He had 9. I want 10 or 15. I know.
Now what?
I was going to say it before you wrote it.
Well, then say it.
I want to name my next child Peck after Mr. Peck.
That's very nice, actually.
After the dead movie actor Gregory Peck, Rick Dees, if you could spend time with Gregory Peck, would you?
I would, but he's gone. He's still on my merry-go-round, and he's a skeleton now.
Michael, I think I speak on behalf of many Kiss FM listeners with D's in the morning. What is it? If you let me rephrase this. Ellen Kay, give me a hand on this now. If you could, Rick Dees in the morning, Kiss FM, if you could see a young boy's penis, would you?
Oh, yes, Rick. Thank you for asking.
Jackson now has three kids. He says he'd like to adopt at least seven more.
Rick, I need your apple cake recipe.
go to Rick.com and then click on Chef Boyardee's.
I love you, Rick. Shim on.
If you were kidding about any of this.
No, it's all no, Rick.
Probably how it sounded.
The interview stuff, maybe, but there is the Rick.com. And
I'm pretty sure Rick, in the past month or so, did a live broadcast from Neverland Ranch.
That's right.
Neverland. Ooh, thank you, Rick.
Would you
play with me?
Catherine Zeta-Jones is very protective of her image, and she's threatening another lawsuit. Now that she's successfully sued a British tabloid for printing unauthorized wedding photos, she's going after the Atkins diet people. She says they used her likeness to promote the diet without her permission. Her lawsuit claims the diet doesn't hold up in the medical community, and therefore she says she doesn't want to be responsible for getting young women onto the diet since they admire and emulate her. Source close to Zeta.
You know, she's lucky that she's just so hot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we all are.
Yeah, she's getting to be quite a pain in the ass.
She's just lucky that she's so hot. But God damn it, she is. Even on that, I was watching the Packers game last night.
Beautiful.
And what the F happened there? I mean, who am I to say anything about the great Brett Favre? And I know he's got a broken thumb. And they had like a little plastic cast on it, but more. And it was raining last night. But five, six, seven times he did that move where he goes back to pass, and the ball just like
slips out of his hands.
It's like football follies. But they're running that ad over and over with Tom Jones, where the kids at football practice and the mom calls him up, and all of a sudden it's not unusual to be loved
right
by anyone. And then it's Catherine Zeta-Jones sitting there with the mom who's calling the kid, and you look at that, and you know, you forget about Tom Jones, you forget about the phone, you just look at
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You just go, she's it.
What's she dissing on the Atkins diet, though?
She doesn't want to be associated with it, mainly because she isn't getting paid for it, but she says that since young women admire her and try to emulate her, that she doesn't want them to get on the diet and then get sick blame her.
What young girl, here's how a young girl emulates her.
Uh-huh.
What you do, you find a guy who's very near dead,
mm-hmm.
and you marry him.
Uh-huh. Very good.
You marry him, and you let him penetrate you,
uh-huh.
and then you give him children,
right.
because you know within 3 to 5 years, he'll be dead.
3 to 5 years.
Happy years for him. Source close to Zeta says she eats what she wants and she exercises.
But boy, is she hot. Yeah. Boy, is she grade
yes,
A she hot.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, and even hotter when you hear her talk with her, you know, hello.
Yes.
When you hear that.
Yeah, I won't.
Yeah, right.
But I want to be associated with it.
Buzz?
Yes.
George Michael.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They will make your ovaries rock hard. Don and Mike.
But she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind of love to fall and take the deed.
Smashing baby.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. American Idol's Justin is being sued for rear-ending a guy and his wife.
The couple. Why, they had anal with them?
No, it was an automobile accident.
Oh, a car. A car.
I thought you were talking about butt stuff.
Well, that's what I led you to believe, yes. The couple says he rammed his truck into their car on a road near Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The lawsuit says Justin was looking at some papers and took his eyes off the road. It says the couple was stopped at a red light and that Justin was driving too fast. Justin did get a ticket, and he's paid the $100 to cover the fine and the court cost, but now he's facing a $100,000 lawsuit.
Hey, they're looking for a payday.
But for Clay Aiken, being an Idol runner-up has nothing but perks. Quoting him.
You mean the scarecrow?
That's right.
That's what we clayheads call
it. Scarecrow, I just think that this is just such an exciting thing.
And it was, it was like Clay Maniacs.
Uh-huh.
It's
Clayniacs.
Clay Nation?
Those are my Clayniacs.
No, Clayniacs. That was it, Clayniacs.
They are just so sweet. They're so pure and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I just love to sing. Y'all want to come see me sing?
We'd love to.
Thank you. Come on, my Clayniacs.
Join me for a nice evening of singing.
Well, quoting the Scarecrow, I went to the DMV and they let me cut straight to the front of the line. I have my own member of the paparazzi now. He meets me at the airport and follows me around. His name is Sam.
Buzz Burbank, I'd like to brush my teeth with your love.
thank you, I think.
You're welcome.
But it's not all sweetness and light, even for Clay Aiken. Quoting him again, he wasn't there, the paparazzi guy, when I walked out of the studio today and I said, "Where's Sam?" I was genuinely concerned. And says Clay,
I was concerned about my paparazzi.
And I don't know what you're implying, but quoting Clay, I had girlfriends in high school. It's kind of difficult now to find somebody who's interested in me for me. That's been a pain in the rear end.
Oh, nothing quite like that.
Speaking of pain in the rear end.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Who's the best German ever?
Hold on. Rob is not allowed to answer. Eligible.
Stay away from the microphone.
Oh, the answer is...
George Michael.
That's right. Now, millions of German TV viewers have cast their votes for the most important German in history.
God!
They chose from a list of 1,300 Germans.
They might want to avoid that kind of stuff.
Was the H-man on the list?
No. Did not make the list. And this is why...
They still ought to avoid those lists.
No, see, they need somebody... They need people they can be proud of, and as it turns out...
They blew it. They gave us that one guy, and they blew it.
Yeah, one guy. One horrible, horrific guy.
Yes,
but
who they all follow.
One bad Hitler don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
There have been a lot of very, contributing Germans. There have been a lot of Germans who have contributed much to the world.
Right, okay. Stop defending the Germans.
Buzz?
Yes?
Listen to me now.
Okay, I'm listening.
Once a Nazi, always a Nazi.
Well,
bully.
Never forget.
Bully.
Never forget.
They're not forgetting. Hitler didn't make the list. Guys who fought Hitler made the list. Germans feel very guilty about World War II.
Good.
Einstein made the list. So did former Chancellor Willy Brandt, revolutionary Karl Marx, and composer Johann Sebastian Bach. The top 100 includes actress Marlene Dietrich and skater Katharina Witt.
Where's Beethoven?
It includes... He's on here.
Okay.
It includes church reformer Martin Luther, composer Richard Wagner, tennis star Steffi Graf, and Boris Becker.
What about Colonel Klink?
Former Chancellor Helmut Kohl. No, he was a Nazi. They're not honoring Nazis.
He wasn't really. He just played one on TV.
Well, I know. But
I think Klink ought to be on the list.
And yes, composers Beethoven and Mozart made the list as well, the top 100.
Well, there you go.
Just looking for a little pride, and they do this very carefully, very modestly, because they realize how they're viewed.
They should just stop it with
that. Well, the whole thing that the bad guy did was all about national pride.
Right.
F national pride.
Right.
Sorry.
In Germany. Not everywhere.
No, in Germany. I meant that, in Germany. Now, you know what's going to happen? The paparazzi will take that and misconstrue it.
But God bless Beethoven and Katharina Witt.
Mozart.
Yeah, I like Katharina Witt.
There you go.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Mozart.
Not surprisingly, sales are up.
Mozart's not German, is he? But he was Austrian.
They're claiming him. He's on their list.
Man, that's not right either. Man, they're cheating.
Still better than Hitler.
I think it's
yeah.
Fed.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's Fed.
I thought he was Austrian. Maybe he commuted.
Yeah, probably. Not surprisingly, sales are up for any and all.
I have to be in Brussels in the morning.
You got to commute. Traffic is a bitch. Look at all these horses.
Get me a Volkswagen. I invented that car.
The people's car. Not surprisingly, sales are up for any and all videos that include Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that's especially good news for those who'll profit from his newest video, Terminator.
Pump the breast.
We'll be listening to more of that on tomorrow's episode.
Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine, hit the store shelves today. But Pumping Iron is out on DVD today as well. It's expected to do very well. These videos are coming out anyway, but marketers say it's especially timely now that he's about to be sworn in as governor of California. The videos come from Warner Brothers and HBO, but Fox has dusted off its out-of-print True Lies and is putting it back in the stores. And it's speeding up its efforts to release a box set of Predator, The Running Man, Commando, and, of course, Total Recall. Columbia is re-releasing The Sixth Day and The Last Action Hero, so there'll be plenty of Arnold videos to go around.
That's the thing.
For Christmas.
What about the breasts, Arnold?
They pump them up, and the girls say, I wish I could have them. And the guys say, hey, they can make them large or small, whichever you prefer.
The guy has now been on hold for almost 3 hours.
That is so nice. He's doing that for you.
Hey, Richard?
Yes, I'm still here.
Get in touch with your feelings now. Now, Richard, the product you want to tell me about is the Telezaper.
Zapper, Z-A-P-P-E-R.
Right. So we got about 3 minutes left in the show, yeah. And then I got to go up to the office for a couple of minutes, so give me like 10 once we're done.
Decompress. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Thanks. This is a good man.
This is a good man.
Finally, a woman in Orange County, California, is suing a restaurant she claims gave her a bowl of clam chowder that has put her off of seafood entirely.
Let me guess.
Oh, dear.
No guessing, please.
No white, is it white paint?
Snot? Not spoil it for the audience.
Okay, all right. I'm guessing. I'm playing a game. I don't know, Buzz.
She chewed and chewed, but that damned rubbery clam just wouldn't cooperate.
Oh, no.
That's when she realized it wasn't a clam.
Oh, hold on. Body part.
No.
Animal?
No.
Spunk?
No. Rubber, keyword rubbery. It was a condom.
Ah!
Unwrapped, possibly used.
Ah!
Oh, dear. She says she vomited for 15 minutes after that.
Really?
Oh, she'll be in court with McCormick and Schmicks on January 12th, arguing that her clam chowder was more like man chowder.
Hey, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
With the funny pills.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. No. We got to go.
I got a flight to Des Moines.
See, we got to end this now so that they can rebroadcast the show to
right.
The weeb general manager in Des Moines. let me see. Richard?
Yeah?
I tell you what. I've got your number on caller ID. You're calling with 4410?
Right.
Last two numbers, your phone number 21?
Right.
All right. Can you stay there? I hate to make you wait because Ron and Fez are coming in, but I'll call you back.
Okay.
I'll call you back in like within 45 minutes. Is that all right? I'll call you on my way home.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Okay. Right. Thanks for everything.
Good night, Richard.
Good night.
Hey, Richard?
Yeah.
You know, right?
Huh?
You know, right?
You know what?
Right. Okay. I'll call you.
All right.
Bye. What a good guy.
See, he don't know.
No, he doesn't.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 I told you to vote more than once.
Merry Christmas.
BM.
Eaters.
It's Veterans Day.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.